Chicks must really dig astronauts, because it says here that astronauts get all the tang they want.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm C4.
And I'm Koba.
I played so much of that game.
If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it.
Headshot.
I don't even know what day it is.
Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I haven't listened to the show in this long. They know that I don't give a fuck.
Ludacris kill.
Okay, welcome back to Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 119. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
And today is May 14th, 2006, just after E3. Our website is hwhq.com. You can email us at c4.gameradio@gmail.com. We're not going to be reading any email this week because this is going to be one hell of a fun episode to do, because we're going to talk about the conferences that were down there at E3, just the big ones. You know,
yeah, the three major.
Right. The fuck I care about Square. Okay. I'm not going to talk about their little bit that they did, I guess, and, you know, Final Fantasy this and Final Fantasy that and, you know, Final Fantasy the other.
Right.
So I just don't care that much.
12 13s.
Right. Right. It's just not worth it to me. Let's milk that cash cow just a little bit more. Jesus Christ. Anyway. So I imagine, okay, we didn't do a show last week. The idea, you know, hey, you shouldn't be listening to us anyway. You're supposed to be watching all that good E3 content, stuff that just blows us out of the water no matter how hard we try.
Yep.
We would have to make shit up to top E3. So there's no fucking point in us even doing a show on E3 or during E3 on the normal garbage, because by the time that ours hit the air, you're going to hear stuff that, you know, is way better news anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably have plenty of video out there anyway to watch. And I know, I still have gobs of video. Last year, I remember I downloaded over 10 gigs of videos to watch. Remember, we sat and watched most of it together, even.
Yeah, we did see an awful lot.
We had a fuckload, and I was going to burn discs of it just so I had it, and I was like, oh, fuck all that. Wound up deleting all that stuff. And this year, so far, I've only managed to actually watch the conferences myself. The Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo conferences. Which is actually the order that we're going to do them in today. Here on Games and More Entertainment Radio, because it was the order of the suck, right? And guess that yeah, you heard right, that Sony comes first, and now Sony gets the suck, basically for a couple different reasons. I mean, basically as we go through the conference here, we're gonna fill you in on why they sucked, but they were the least exciting conference too, like overall. Like, I'm not even talking about whatever they came out with and what they had to drop on us and what they told us. I mean, it was boring.
It was jam-packed of info.
Look at these numbers! We are huge. Our 43 is bigger than the 32 that we wrote down here where it says Microsoft. See? And then we took a number 27 and we wrote PlayStation next to it. And we put a 13 and wrote Nintendo. We're bigger numbers! I swear to God, that's what I get. That's what comes out of Sony's mouth to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Arbitrary numbers, usually accompanied by some kind of a graph.
Right.
You know? And it's got like this long blue bar and it says PlayStation. And it's got this giant number. And it's got like a little green bar and it says Microsoft. But they pack it in small because, you know, it's a smaller bar with a smaller number. And it doesn't mean shit for anything. It's just what Sony rolled the dice on that night, you know, while they were getting drunk, getting ready for the show. I swear to God, these people were hungover or something.
It was bad. And the PowerPoint presentation that was worse than my mother could make.
It was terrible. It's you know what it really feels like to me? Wasn't that they were like hungover, and it wasn't that they just weren't enthusiastic enough. It was honest to God that they felt bad about what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I really got the feeling out of the Sony conference that it was just like, we shouldn't be here. And they had the longest conference, by the way. It was almost 2 hours. Yeah, it was almost 2 hours. It was like an hour and 50 minutes, and the rest were like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really felt like Sony themselves realized they were bad people.
Of course, half an hour of that was a redone Gran Turismo 4 video.
That's a good point. Quite a bit of that was. And, I mean, the first thing off of Sony's conference is they're talking about numbers. You know, and they throw these awesome little things out at you. You know, we're not about the gimmicks, and we think outside the box. Check out these numbers of PlayStation 2 sales. Oh my god, we're fucking awesome. And then, how about the PlayStation Portable? It's unrivaled control of the handheld market. Look at these numbers! And it was just like, okay, this is fan-fucking-tastic. I don't know, I was really pissed off. And I couldn't help but make fun of them the whole time I was watching it. Because I was going to fall asleep otherwise. Yeah. I would not be surprised if there was one guy specifically that I was pretty sure was just going to like fall straight backwards just because he was so boring. You know, like he's just talking and all of a sudden and land flat on his back. I swear to God, it was bad. It was. I hope you didn't watch this.
I watched about half of it and then I turned it off and I forced myself to watch the second half just for the show.
Mm, okay.
Like, I would not have bothered. I just... Ugh.
I actually thought that I'd only caught part of it, but it turned out I'd actually seen more than I thought because I watched it the day it was live, right? I caught it streaming, but I was already like a half an hour late. I don't even think I was that late because I remember watching the well, you know, maybe I was. Maybe I was about that late because I came in at about the Gran Turismo 4 video.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched the whole thing from there, and then finally, like 5 days later, I caught the first like half an hour again or whatever the hell I missed. And it was just as bad as the rest of it.
Yep.
Just incredibly boring. They had, right after the beginning, the numbers, remember people. The numbers. The cold, hard, this is what matters. We're Sony. Our numbers are bigger than your numbers. Magnum size numbers.
Yes.
Right? So then, I mean, they go on to go show a video of random fucking jackass people all over the world. Did you remember this?
Yeah.
The video of people just like, I love PlayStation. You know, then they go to Mexico and they're like talking in Spanish about, you know, how much they love PlayStation. Then they go to like fucking Zimbabwe and they're like, what the hell's a PlayStation? Oh yeah, I love the PlayStation. Give me American dollars now. It was terrible.
And the whole thing was completely useless. That whole little spot.
There was no point. It did nothing. No, there was no point. I mean, what are they trying to prove here?
It was a commercial.
It really was. It was like a commercial with no point. They didn't say anything in it.
Yep.
They had a couple people, oh, I love PlayStation. Then they had a couple of people, I've been dying for the PlayStation 3. And they ended it with this kid that was like, the PlayStation 3 is going to dominate the world. You know? And people applauded this. Okay? Now.
I think it's because they felt like they had to.
You know? They must have. Like, wow, Sony put a lot of work into that. Holy shit. We better give them a little some props on this one. Now, I mention this because that's about the only time you hear people applaud in the Sony conference. That was it. Like, it kind of shocked me. And I couldn't figure out even why they applauded. But you're right. It's probably because, you know, hey, they went through all the trouble. They turned the lights back on. Maybe it's almost over and we can get out of here. It was terrible. Now, I'm trying to think. Who the hell was on the stage? Was it Ken, whatever the fuck his name is? Kitagari or some shit? Like, the father of the PlayStation?
Right.
He was out there. I think he's lacking his mustache now. And, like, I couldn't recognize him, I think, is what fucked me up. Anyway, he mentioned the PlayStation 3 is going to be backwards compatible. Big news there, you know. I mean, they kind of told us all this before, but they got to drive it home. And this is their big press conference, so it's like, you know, they got to tell you every little detail about it or at least get you excited for it. Then they mentioned that the PSP, this was fantastic, is going to be able to hook up. You like my little art on the notes there, like brackets and an equal sign and some other little thing to show like connectivity to PSP to PS3. You know, and now this actually, I missed this because I didn't watch the conference live and catch that first part. And I, like I said, I came in just a little bit after this. So I missed them saying that about how innovative it was. And they actually had something about that I wanted to mention specifically. Of course, I forgot to write it down, but I just told you what it was. They said something about their leaders in innovation. Aggressively pursuing connectivity between the PSP and the PS3.
Yeah. Okay. They love to throw around that word innovation when every single thing they did was stolen from innovation. One or the other company.
Right, and I think they got the innovation word screwed up with, right, theft.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, really think they did. It was terrible. So anyway, you know, they drop it. They just mention it really quick. You know, PSP to PS3 compatibility. Like, you're going to be able to hook it up and do some kind of, you know, stupid-ass thing. But they don't show you at first. No, not right then.
Okay.
Later on down there, they showed it. It's actually in our notes when I believe they actually showed it. Somewhere in there. But essentially, it's just about as bad as hooking up a Game Boy Advance to a GameCube at this point. And Nintendo, you know, well, they said they weren't going to hook up a DS to a Wii.
Yeah,
I'm breaking a cardinal rule there. I was told we were not allowed to say Wii on the show.
We'll eventually
anymore.
Have to switch.
Okay, it's like Firefox. If I remember right, wasn't it called Phoenix, and then Firebird, and then
Those are different programs. Like. Firebird is their mail thing, isn't it?
No, that's Thunderbird.
Oh.
Yeah, it was originally called Firebird, I'm sure. But see, I called it what I'm sure it was called Phoenix originally. I'm pretty sure. I'm damn sure because I called it that for a long time because I didn't like Thunder or Firebird. Then I changed to Firebird and didn't like that, but I did it anyway. Mm-hmm. Now I call it Firefox, even after still calling it whatever the hell it was called originally, so you get used to it. But the name of the weed, it doesn't matter.
And quickly, I just want to mention that, they bring up a good point. The first time you heard Google.
Yeah, I was like, this is the gayest sounding thing I've ever heard.
It's a pretty fucking gay name, but we're used to it, and now it stands out.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows, we go home and we Google things.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's become...
We don't even search the net, we Google things.
Right, exactly. You even hear it about, you hear them say it on like TV even.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's become like its own word. You know, like a verb. I'm going to go Google that real quick.
And they're going for that. They want to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
But and, we're talking about Sony.
Right, yeah. We're going to have a whole section here for each one. We're going to dedicate a half an hour to each conference here. And we'll get as close as we can to that time frame anyway because who knows how fast. And, you know, we might wind up going through some of these because some deserve more time and props than others. That is for damn sure. Like Sony, I wish you would just die after this conference. I can't believe it. Anyway... They mentioned the Blu-ray discs, you know, their super expensive Blu-ray player, because this is, I think, a major cost. I mean, I wouldn't doubt this is half the cost of the goddamn thing.
Well,
the Blu-ray players are expensive.
To us. It's their damn technology, and how much of that cost is actually not production, but because it's brand new. It's,
right, like there were like the research and development costs
right.
added in, sprinkled in there with the actual manufacturing.
Where I think a big chunk... Of the cost comes is yes the development cost of the Blu-ray but more the development cost of cell
probably
building a whole core architecture from scratch has got to be an expensive endeavor
right yeah you're right I mean the Blu-ray isn't actually all that different than I would imagine like a DVD
well it's and more importantly
tighter and
yeah and they're recouping development costs from that from the actual players.
Right.
They're
yeah,
not
yeah.
trying to recoup any
right.
development.
They're
going to
be losing money on this. I mean, yeah. Sony even said that we should price it higher. As if they're trying to do us a favor, which we'll get to because that's the last thing that Sony brought up, although the whole world knows by now. But, you know, there is three or four people that live under a rock and listen to us and don't know. They get their news from Games and More Entertainment Radio. Holy
crap.
Crap,
you sorry sacks.
I feel bad for that person. All right. And then the PlayStation 3 is going to have a hard drive.
Yep.
Okay. And that's like, you know, both of them, I guess. You know, they're going to have a hard drive. Like, Microsoft got a lot of shit for not packing a hard drive in with, you know, their core version of the Xbox 360.
Well, a hard drive in one and not the other is useless.
It's fucking stupid.
A game development house cannot use the hard drive now.
No.
They cannot assume that you have it.
Right. They have to assume that you don't have it.
Right.
Because you're not going to... The chances of you finding a game, and on the back of the box it says requires a Microsoft hard drive, are pretty slim.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, you know, they have their little colored-in things that say it'll do 10, you know, right. whatever, and it'll do this and that, and Xbox Live support, it's all colored in.
One or two players.
Right, yeah, yeah. That little thing back there, how much memory card space, blah, blah, blah. You're not going to see one that says requires a hard drive.
No.
I don't think so. Oh, I bet you'll see one. You'll see at least one game.
Yep.
The same one that was on the PS2 that required a hard drive.
Oh.
Final Fantasy XI.
Yes.
And that's probably the only game that you're going to see like that. Of course, we're never going to see... Oh, crap. I can't remember the name. What was the name of that game that I was so happy about? It was supposed to be MMO for the Xbox. You remember that game? And it was all, like, cel-shaded and looked really cool.
No.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember what it's called now, but oh, well. That doesn't matter. Hard drives in the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, see, we're so excited about the Sony conference that we're doing all these, like,
other
tangents.
Random shit, yeah.
Because you can see we're real happy about talking about this.
It was just that good, but we have to give them their fair shake. Out again comes the big numbers. They get a guy out that worked on Gran Turismo 4. Now, this is a huge Sony.
Wasn't one of them, the guy that was speaking Japanese, he was like the main dude, wasn't he?
I guess.
He was
the
executive producer?
I paid so little attention to this because I don't care.
Right.
Right? It's my own fault because I don't like Gran Turismo.
That was fucking useless because all it was GT4 with higher resolution.
That's all it was. They showed a video for like 15 minutes or so, it seemed
huge.
Like.
It was several... Like courses.
Yeah, it was very long. And they showed, four courses maybe?
I don't know, I skipped it.
You know, nice.
I watched like three-fourths of the first track.
Did you watch the Grand Canyon one?
No.
Okay, that was the only one that was kind of cool. And only because they showed a camera angle that will not be in the game.
Right.
Because you would not be able to drive your car. Right? It was a camera view of like a corner, like a hairpin turn. You know, but it was like just the ass end, like that maybe the bubble, the top part of the hairpin turn. But then you saw like over a cliff, like off into the distance, and you have to look at their pretty background of the Grand Canyon.
Right.
It wouldn't be in the game because it's like an overhead kind of view.
And, well, it would be in the game after the race.
Right. Like
showing...
a like a the replay. Replay, right, exactly. Like a flyby before the round starts, the race starts or something. But it just wasn't anything to get too excited about. There was no music either. So you've got to imagine for 15 minutes these people sitting in... Did you notice there was a... Oh, okay, if you didn't watch the Grand Canyon when there was some kind of annoying sound, too, like every couple of seconds. Like somebody was honking their horn, but it was annoying. Mm-hmm. And it was really bad. The graphics, at least, on that one were pretty good. The cars looked nice. The cars looked nice.
They did.
They looked nice on the PS2 also.
Yeah.
You know, they looked great. But now it's running at more numbers. 1920 by 1980 or whatever the fuck they had. Progressive scan. You know, and they go in to talk about the resolutions and the frames per second you can get and yada yada blah 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 blah. You know, like it just drones on you after a while. Sony kept referring to these numbers. Mm-hmm. And they kept giving you these figures as if this is the cold hard facts of what gaming comes down to.
And as we have seen from the PS2 and the PS1, the numbers mean jack shit.
Exactly. Let's get them to rate their fun factor in a number like that. And then I'll pay attention to your own numbers. You know, when they show it to like a crowd of people for the first time, have like an awe factor rating. You know, like is there any saliva dripping out? You know, are the eyes wide open? How many mouths are open? Okay, you know, give us that. I'll pay more attention to that than the resolution and the frames per second. Because you know what it needs to do? It needs to look good and run good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that doesn't need to be a hard number. It just needs to be good, okay? Now, is it fun? And Sony really missed the mark on that. They didn't make sure that things were fun. They made sure that things were large numbered during this, and it really bothered me. Like I said about Gran Turismo 4, what do they even call it? Gran Turismo 4 HD or something?
Yeah.
And then I heard the guy say, this is a special thing that we made for E3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so great. What does that fucking have to do with anything?
It doesn't.
Exactly.
They took a PS2 game... and up the resolution.
Yep. Wow. Good work there, Sony.
What did you do?
Right. They did nothing. And it's funny because Nintendo, in their conference, did poke a little jab at that. They did kind of slide the dagger in the side about that comment about the numbers and
right.
about, you know, just upping those and not paying attention to anything else. And, I will say the games did load fast though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on their little thing. But now that was a specially designed E3 demo.
Yes.
So, you know, you had like 3 or 4 second loading times. And, you know, it's not like they were playing it. You know, it's not like you saw them like racing around and, you know, a real game. You just saw like this video running on a PlayStation.
Right.
Wow.
It was in-game footage.
Right, right.
It was being rendered real time.
Okay. It wasn't a video. I'll give them that.
But it was useless.
There was no, right. No, like I said, no music, no AI. I mean, there was no controller.
Yeah.
Nobody was playing this. This was just something that was being played on. A PlayStation 3, I guess, development unit anyway. The cars looked good, and the crowd looked okay, which is pretty important in these games, because, you know, you have, like, crowds, people out in the stands and whatnot cheering you on and everything. But, like, the road didn't look so hot. Mm. I don't know if you took a look at, like, the cement divider. What do they call it? You know, there's, like, the fucking the walls, but they're, like, rails.
Well, I don't know about your version of the video, but mine was kind of grainy.
I had a fat version of the video.
Did you?
This one's, like... Okay, the ones that GameSpot streamed was 300K. This is 800K downloaded from File Planet.
It's like
the
one I had.
500 meg. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it didn't seem all that fat to me.
The game?
No,
the cars?
No, even like when they're looking at the people, like in real world. It's a little grainy. It's a little.
Right. I mean, it's not.
So
high quality production TV. This is GameSpot.
Right.
Or IGN we're talking about here. And it was streamed from, you know.
So a lot of the things I gave a little grain of salt. When I was looking at something, they were saying, oh, look how fat this is, because I'm not looking at the screen that's playing it. I'm looking at a recording of the screen,
which is in fairly bad quality. This
right.
is like the fat version that was out there, though, you know, like,
right.
So we had like the best one. If you were watching it streamed, you were seeing a very low res, image. But I'm not saying like the textures were bad. I'm saying they were like, you would see like those hard angles in like the turn. You know what I mean? Like it just looked fake. And it was just like, okay, that's bad. And that wasn't like a problem of video quality.
Right. Okay.
They did mention that the games would load pretty fast, though. Like, they actually pointed that out when they were showing that this was loading in a few seconds. So that remains to be actually seen.
That's something that the hard drive can use.
You can
sit there and maybe install a few of the more core files.
Right, the heavy things that are going to probably be needed often and have to load and take all that much time. Microsoft did it with the Xbox, the original Xbox. I mean, it helped. They had that, you know, streaming crap to the hard drive, and then it was time for the next level. wham, it was just ripped into the memory because it was on the hard drive and really fast. Now, they also showed off this monster card game type thing using the eye toy, mm-hmm. which I thought was pretty cool. It was called the Eye of Judgment, and they had a deck of real physical cards
right.
that were a lot like, and I'm just going to say, akin to like magic cards, okay? Just so you get an idea. Now, they were putting the card on a table, and the eye toy thing was looking down at the cards, and then on the screen, it would like read the card based on like the symbols or some shit on it, and it
I
would,
guess it was something similar to a barcode at the bottom.
Yeah, it would have to be, and it had like a representation of like the card on the screen, and then like a creature would pop out of it,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was kind of neat because it was kind of gimmicky, you know, it was kind of like, wow, that's kind of neat. You could have like a real physical thing, put it down, the eye toy can see this thing now. Then you put two cards down, and they had like five in the video. They put like five different cards down, including a little rubber ducky one, you know, and like they fought, like they breathed fire on each other, and it's like they were going to fight.
Kind of fought. There was absolutely no. I had a good word for it when we were talking before the show. It had no mechanic to it whatsoever.
Well, right. They were just like blowing random fire.
Yeah. And like, I didn't see any HP or any rules. And so, yeah, this was just kind of an early tech demo of
right.
what they're planning.
Right. Yeah.
And I suppose if they really flesh it out, it could be kind of cool. I don't see myself playing anything.
No, but it's kind of a cool idea. And I'll say this, because if I was in like high school or junior high, I would go ape shit over this thing. Because
well,
I liked a lot of card games back then.
I did,
you know?
Too.
And so having something that I could see on a screen, you know, my love for technology steps in too.
Right.
And it would be like, wow, that is way cool. Now, granted, I don't know how they're supposed to make this fun. You know?
Yeah,
I don't know how they're supposed to make this a game.
We also don't know how, like, burly the card system is going to be. Like,
right.
I mean, is it going to be like Magic where there's...
like play cards and actions.
10,000
you know,
cards.
Right. I mean, no idea. So... it was just kind of neat to see something that they're working on at least. I mean, that was probably the most exciting thing at the Sony conference, and that was weak as fuck.
I don't understand also why there's so much lag still in the iToy.
Oh, right. It did take quite some. Well, it's probably the recognition software.
You can see them moving, and you can see like it dropping frames.
Oh, I see. When okay,
like
okay.
like it's a 10-year-old webcam.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, come on, people. We have
well,
the technology.
It's cheap, though. No, we don't. Have you seen? Even the new webcams are kind of crap, and they're only $50. They're
yeah.
kind of crap. They're not nice. It's the same thing the iToy is, with some recognition software tied into it, I think. Essentially,
right.
anyway. Sony talked about the online setup for the... did they have a word for it? You know, like we have Xbox Live, and we have the Nintendo one we'll talk
think
about.
So.
I can't remember if they had a name for it, but Sony you know, had their... stolen from Microsoft idea.
Oh, it's straight up. It even has a marketplace.
You know, yeah.
Hey, come on.
We're going to call it PlayStation Live.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, they had messaging and chat. They had e-distribution for music, you know, so you could buy, you know, whatever Sony artist you wanted to purchase there and get their rootkits on your Sony PS3.
I mean, no, honestly, we're going to keep talking about how Sony's just ripping everybody off. I have no problem with a company going, hey, that's a good idea. We might be able to take that in a different route than they're going to take it.
Right.
Let's go ahead and do it.
Right.
Every single idea Sony is putting out is stealing. They don't have a single one of their own.
Yeah, they do.
What?
The iToy. That's it. Honest to God. And that's why I'm saying this is exciting.
The iToy, at least in the PS2... is the, oh hell, what's the name of the bazooka?
The Super Scope?
The Super Scope. It is PlayStation's Super Scope. It is
right,
useless.
Right, right.
It has like two crap games. And the PlayStation 3 version is going to be no different.
You're
I
right.
guarantee it.
I'm sure. Oh, I'm positive. Oh, that was a PS3 demo they were showing us?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh my God. Okay, I thought it was a PS2 thing for the iToy. Holy crap.
No, the PS3 is going to have its own iToy.
Oh, good job, Sony. All right. Oh, you know what? Okay, this was exciting. This was cool. Now, this is going to be... This was cool. It was PlayStation... I'm not giving you a figure after that. Okay? It's PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Emulation on the PSP. Okay?
Yes.
That is pretty cool, because it looks like Sony has finally come around to realize that's the only thing that the PSP is good for. Playing games that belong on something else. I love mine to death.
We're going to see just how many holes they popped in their firmware by adding that.
Right, right. Well, see, what I'm kind of hoping that happens is somebody's able to gank the emulator out.
Yeah.
And then we just take our real actual PlayStation games, copy into our computers, you know, inject the emulator to the ISO for it.
Because I imagine Sony could make a pretty darn good PlayStation emulator.
Yeah, yeah. Sony would be the ones to do it.
They got all the tech specs right there in their little hard drives.
They've got it. What they won't give us. So it'll be really cool to see what they have, except for this is what bothered me. I did not see them say, we're going to let you pay for the emulator and use it. I did not see them say, we're going to charge you, $1 for the, let's just say, Metal Gear Solid version of the emulator, right? They said there's going to be downloadable PlayStation 1 games for your PSP, which makes it sound like you're going to have to use a PlayStation 3 to use their PlayStation Live Marketplace, purchase the ISO for this game, which is going to automatically be sent down to your little Duo, whatever the hell it is.
I got the impression, and I can't remember if I had any kind of real reason to assume this.
You were high.
No, but I got the impression that you would be able to take your PS1 disc, put it into the PS3, and then copy it.
Okay, see, I did not get that impression.
I don't know.
I can't remember
having any kind of real data to back that up, but I got that impression.
I remember specifically hearing him say downloadable
right in
there, which I imagine also for Sony translates to pay us.
Right, but technically if you pop in a disc in your PS3 and then put it on your PSP, you're downloading it.
Right.
You're just downloading it from yourself.
Right, yeah, that's a good way to put it, I guess, and that's definitely what my mom would call it. You know,
it's true. You're taking it from one place.
That's less downloading than more copying or moving. You know, downloading isn't quite the right word. It's not coming from some outer space place, you know, like fucking the interweb or anything, or some alien spaceship. It's Sony. It's coming from your PlayStation. You're copying the. I don't like the word downloading for that. Is all. It's a pet peeve. It's like we were talking about this in IRC the other day. People calling your tower weird words. My hard drive is getting hot. My monitor down here is making a funny noise. I have people call this thing a modem. Your tower, your PC, your computer. People call it these things. Your hard drive. I bought Microsoft Office and I put it into my modem and I downloaded it. You know? And I'm like, oh! That's why I don't like that term. I hear it in that context.
I don't like it when they call it a CPU, even though I suppose you're stretching
it. It's more.
Stretching it, you could technically call
it
that.
And that's what my computer teacher back when I was a sophomore in high school called it. CPU. That's the central processing unit.
No, it's not.
Not quite technically, but I'll give you that. I mean, that's a better description than hard drive.
Yes.
I guess. Anyway, we gotta move along here. We're down to 4 minutes left for Sony, and we're not even halfway through the notes yet. Oh, the rest are quick though. Sony also had a prepaid card they had a catchy name for it too, a PlayStation card or something.
Yeah.
And, they have some crap called SingStar. Where you can you download your music, then you karaoke along with this shit.
This is gonna be hot crack, I guarantee it. Not for me.
Right.
I'm saying for America and Japan.
Right.
This is going to be hot crack.
I think you're right. At first I didn't think so, but then I've been kind of running it over my head, and I bet you're right. This is gonna be pretty cool.
What really does it is the fact that you can buy any song you want and bring it down, and you can record yourself using the iToy. And put it up on their server.
Right, which is supposed to be called SingStar.
Yeah, this will be this whole, MySpace sort of thing.
Right, another idea stolen from somebody else, basically.
Yeah, look at that.
Awesome Sony here. Okay, then they showed a couple of, little trailers, for this game called Genji, which is a lot like Dynasty Warriors, and they were really hot shit about making up combos for it. I think the guy was playing this one, actually.
Oh, God, and it was so bad.
It didn't look very good. Oh, somehow in the notes, I missed the one game that I cared about. So I don't remember where I should add that in. Heavenly Sword.
It was before this, I think.
Was it really?
So might as well just throw it in.
Shit, yeah. That was the one game that I thought looked good for the longest time. I mean, I remember talking about this months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, I remember it was you.
And it's the only...
Check it out, C4. Hot chick with red hair killing stuff. And I'm like, oh, shit, yeah. This looks like my kind of game.
It's the only one that actually made the target render. Because all the games last year were rendered, and this is what they're going to look like.
Right.
It was all pre-rendered crap. You'll notice Killzone wasn't even fucking mentioned.
Holy shit, you're right.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of their, that was their baby for a while.
Mm-hmm, because the target render looked so damn good.
Yeah.
And that was the one that really blew up out of proportion the whole conference thing, because, oh my god, you said this was real time, and it wasn't.
That's right.
Because they couldn't make it. It doesn't look like that, and so they didn't even mention
it. Dude, I'm so glad you, see? Good job. I forgot all about that, but you're right.
But from last year, the only one that really made that target render that looks like they said it was going to is Heavenly Sword.
And that game looks fucking awesome. I cannot wait to
get it. The animation is sick.
My dirty that hands. Alone, yeah. I mean, it's like God of War, but yeah. Like cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks better. I think it looks a lot better.
There's even more crazy animation.
I mean, I like the fighting style better than God of War. So God of War 2 was announced.
Any game that can make you feel like that much of a badass
is
the whole point.
Exactly. Mowing down fields of dudes.
Yeah.
While you watch yourself flipping through the combat and stabbing and doing all kinds of way cool acrobatic funky shit.
Yeah.
I love it.
It looks like it's going to be a blast.
God of War 2 somewhere in there too? Was it during the conference or after? I can't.
Not in the conference.
I don't. Okay. So moving
because
on.
This was all PS3.
PS3 stuff, right?
And God of War 2 is a PS2.
That's right. Okay. So then they showed off the PSP as a rear view mirror for a race car game. Hot shit, Sony. Now, good job.
I understand that I'm not the greatest racing person in the world, but I never look at the frickin' rear view mirror.
Yeah. Okay.
Put a tiny little thing rendering.
Right. On the screen.
Yeah, a little picture-in-picture.
Right. You'll actually probably even be able to see that while you're
instead
playing.
Instead of like scotch taping the PSP to the TV.
That's totally what I'm picturing. Is, you know how many PSPs are going to fall off TVs and break out because of this? I swear to God, you know? I mean, way to go, Sony. They stole flat out. I mean, hey, they're good at the stealing stuff from the people because they you know, Nintendo has their Game Boy Advance and GameCube connectivity. Sony did such a good job at stealing that idea even. They even stole the uselessness of it with it. You know? A fantastic fucking job. They showed trailers off for a couple other games, like this Lair game, like L-A-I-R. It's some kind of a dragon game, which was just, and see, this was the fucking worst part. They weren't showing us like a lot of like really fun gameplay. They were showing us like trailers.
That entire section where they're showing, look what's coming up later.
Right.
Most of the games, I was left wondering what you do.
Fuck. Right, exactly.
Even what kind of game it is.
Exactly. This could have been a first-person shooter for all I could tell.
Yeah.
Although, thankfully, you were able to, you know, reiterate it to me. It sounds more like some kind of a shooter action game.
Well, it's going
to
be some kind of action game, I'm sure, because the whole trailer was just some dude like jumping from dragon to dragon, killing people and whatnot.
Then they showed off the Getaway, like some new Getaway game, which we know is like, what, Grand Theft Auto again, you know, just something else.
London style.
But right. It's just somewhere else. Right. And then my personal favorite, the one that left me through all the conferences the most wondering, what the fuck was that, was Africa with a K.
Working title.
Okay, was it? Okay. I have no idea what I was watching there. They showed us like a giraffe,
the savannah,
and like a rhino,
like, and things like swimming. There was absolutely no even inkling as to what the game was about.
Yeah, there was nothing there at all. It was bizarre. Like, I don't even know what the fuck I just watched. Like,
they were just showing off how pretty it
look
was.
Look at this. Look at, you can see the skin on the rhino. Okay, great. That makes
those
for a
fun
zebras
game. Did look pretty friggin' cool.
Yeah, they did.
When they were like twitching because of like flies and stuff, they looked pretty real.
I don't even know what this game is about. Golf. They had some kind of a golf game. And then something called Monster Kingdom, which to save my life, I can't remember. The Sony conference was so bad, okay? I'm trying to do this show so we're all excited. We sound happy and excited. The Sony conference was actually a lot more like this game here we're going to show you now. It's called Lair. Get excited, people. Sony.
Yeah. Everybody clap now, please.
And then force it.
For the love of God, please clap.
Yeah. Right? Lair, get excited. Sony is once again the leader in technological innovation for 2006. We want to welcome you to the unveiling of the PlayStation 3. Now let me show you these numbers here. Do you see the size of these numbers?
Look at our E-peen.
They are bigger than the competitors' numbers. Once again, Sony leads the way. Like, I am not fucking kidding you. This is what I was hearing from this thing, and I was dying. I was going to pass out, and I wanted to reach into my monitor and fucking just strangle these bastards. And wait till we get to a little bit later on, because I got angry. And I think a lot of people probably did. Later on in this, in the conference here. So then they go on with, Resistance Fall of Man, this online 32-player first-person shooter. Sony showing off their, PlayStation Live, 32 multiplayer, you know, online first-person shooter that every game's gotta have. I guess there's
not look all that good. No. I mean, I guess it was kind of pretty.
Well,
but
it takes place in the UK, so how good could it be, really? Okay, in 1951, no less, in an alternate universe fighting aliens.
There was nothing that grabbed me about that
no,
game.
No,
it was,
no.
You were just shooting things.
Right, exactly.
It might have been, it might as well have been, like, Doom.
Exactly, one. Exactly.
It had no,
totally.
No real...
Totally.
Thing to set it apart.
Now there was one game. Okay, well, I don't even fucking know what to say, really. Assassin's Creed.
Depending on how this plays out, this could be one of the most games I'm most excited about.
Now we're being hookers here because we're basing this on a fucking trailer. One more rendered fucking trailer that they showed us, okay?
Yes.
That has nothing to do with gameplay. But the only reason we know anything about this was because you watched
I watched
read
an interview. One of the people that was designing it, or maybe she was like public relations, or I can't remember what her exact role was.
Oh, she's a liar for hire? Okay.
But the point is, this game was like, you start out more like Hitman, where you're like gathering information, you're listening to guards talking, trying to figure out where your target's going to be.
This takes place like medieval times, by the way.
Crusades. With three real cities that are built as close to them as they can be.
Really?
As well as the outer areas,
right.
These three cities. So,
sick.
And then you go from town to town trying to find your targets and whatnot, and then you find the target, figure out, okay, he's doing this public speech at this time, this is going to be the best time for me to go get him. You go, and then for like 30 seconds, you kill the dude. You maybe kill one of his guards, you kill him.
So it's like all this fighting action kind of jam-packed into this really tense moment.
Yeah.
Like, now see, this is what I imagine like an assassination really goes down like. It's not like fucking some of these games like Hitman, where you just walk into like a mansion or whatever and say you gotta kill a guard guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then 20 seconds later, you're up to the front door and you kill the gardener. And you take his clothes and you walk in the front door and then you kill the butler.
Yeah.
And then you walk up the stairs and you fucking kill a dog, you know? And it's just like... It's just like this constant, you know, kill this real quick, walk somewhere, kill this real quick, walk somewhere, kill this real quick. It sounds more like, you know, planning and strategizing and trying to figure out where they're going to be. And then you have to remain calm and cool. With Hitman, you're not like that. You're running around trying to find the next guy to kill.
Right.
You know, and just like any other first-person shooter, really. But I actually do have some fun playing this because you can play them through different ways.
Yes.
I'll have to give it some credit because I actually do like the series. But this sounds just different enough. That and you actually haven't even got to the part that I guess makes it so different yet.
Yeah.
Because this is how it sounds like it's going to play out based on what you were seeing.
The interview
and hearing.
The trailer.
Right.
Looks like that's the way the game plays.
Right. So.
But basically, then 30 seconds of like hard action. Maybe you killed one of his guards, one of his right-hand men, so you can get to him.
You got to kill your target. This is what you planned and waited for.
Then you kill him, and now it's the middle of the day. You're in this town square with a bunch
full of
guards.
Full of people, yeah.
Yeah. And you gotta fucking get away. So now you hightail it and you run, and then it turns into a little bit more like Prince of Persia. You're like climbing up walls to get to the roof, and you're like running, and it's all about getting away, and it stops becoming the whole sneak around, because the sneaking is not about like hiding in shadows and like all of a sudden you're magically not there anymore. No, you have to like use traffic flow of the people in the city to like blend back in.
That's fucking hot.
And basically lose the guards.
Yeah, that is really cool. I hope that they do good things with that because, frankly, the PlayStation 3 needed more than one game to keep me interested. Okay.
Because the rest of it is just so...
Crap!
Totally.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed sounds like the fat one there. Assassin's Creed and Heavenly Sword I can definitely see myself playing. There was a list of other crap like Gundam, Mobile Suit, Coded Arms Assault, Tekken 6. Okay, one of their staple fighting games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It gets a graphic upgrade. Welcome to the PlayStation 3. Okay.
Play exactly like Tekken 5.
Yeah. Virtua Tennis from Sony. Now, I loved their original game. Their original tennis game on the Dreamcast was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I played the crap out of it. So, you know, basically though, you know, I'm sure it's going to be Virtua Tennis. And they've added things like World Tour mode and all this crap.
Right.
You know, it's becoming Madden. And Virtua Fighter 5, also from Sega, another staple fighting game, at least the fighting game community. I don't know about particular system because it bounces around a bit. Some other, I mean, they kept showing us trailer after trailer. Fatal Inertia, Bladestorm, Armored Core 4. Then finally, I mean, like, talk about to make a bad thing worse. At the Sony conference.
Just like last year.
You know, EA CEO came out on stage.
That guy's such a tool, too.
Isn't he? Showed off NBA Live 2007. Okay, some shit. Oh, it looks better than the Xbox 360 version. Okay. But one thing was pretty cool was the Tiger Woods section. Now, this was not playable. This was not, like, in-game. This was not, like, anything. This was rendered Tiger.
Yeah.
On like a white background field.
But they were showing the coolness of how they rendered him.
And right. And I was actually pretty impressed by that. Yep. Because I had spaced out at some point, you know, I was probably nodding in and out of consciousness because this was so fucking boring. And next thing I know, I see Tiger Woods on the screen and I wasn't quite sure if it was Tiger himself talking to people like, you know, from right. satellite or whatever. And it took me a second to realize, you know, because they just didn't mention again that this is in-game rendered footage. And I was like,
damn. You stare at it and you can tell.
Right. But, I mean, I was just kind of glancing at it. I was also watching the stream. So it wasn't the nice quality one that right. we have now. I was also watching the stream at the time, which is like a quarter of your screen. It's really tiny. So at first I couldn't tell. And I was like, well, that's way cool. I have some people that like golf games. I'm not a big fan of them. But, you know, hey, golf games are fucking boring. That could be pretty neat if you're way into Tiger Woods, you know, whatever. You can have a real nice looking version of him, but who cares? Final Fantasy 13, like
all 12 of them.
Yeah, there's a couple.
There's three.
There's a mobile one.
Yeah, there's two. There's
Final Fantasy Versus
13. And Final Fantasy, one's an action game,
which is Versus, right? Final Fantasy Versus 13.
Right, and then there's one that's
an RPG.
RPG action, more like 12 seems to be.
Okay, right. More like a normal Final Fantasy though. Right, which would be Final Fantasy 13,
right.
Not Versus 13.
And then some mobile.
Some mobile crap that nobody gives a shit about,
but
I'm sure.
In Japan.
Oh, I'm sure, but, you know, I'm not in Japan, so I'm...
Phone games are huge.
Are they really?
Japan. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus God.
Huge.
You know, and I could be playing some... You know, I thought about doing a couple things for the show for the mobile phone games, because I've got some crap that runs, like, Windows Mobile 5 now or something. Mm. I just can't see it, though. I just can't see it. I've got a PlayStation Portable for that. I got a Game Boy Advance for that. And as soon as the fucking light comes out, I'm going to have a TS Lite.
Yeah, now you'll be able to buy things on Live Marketplace from your phone.
Oh, boy.
And like, tell your... Although it is kind of cool that you'll be able to tell your Xbox to download it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm all about remote control.
But we'll get to that.
Yeah. Okay, so Metal Gear Solid 4 coming out 2007 features the old version of Snake that you've seen. He's like an old man now.
I think that's such a weird choice.
It's kind of a gay idea, but, you know, he wants to, I guess, you know, close the whole Snake thing, you know, and he wants right. to finish up, close the chapter in the series or whatever. They showed a video for it, which a lot of people got all, you know, excited about and wet their panties about, I'm sure. I like the first game in the series. Didn't really play the second and third one. I even owned. I just can't play them. I just don't want the controls. And I didn't give the third one a fair shake because I got it and was like, well, I want to play number two before I play number three. So I went back and, you know, like a 17th time trying to play number two and I just can't do it. I don't like the controls that much. I might just have to suck it up and be a man and get over it one day.
You could try getting the revamped one for like the Cube, I think it was. I think they changed some things.
That's the first one.
Oh.
That's the first one redone for the Cube.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
So, I don't know. Basically, it looks like at the end of this video, Snake kills himself. There's some words on the screen that say some shit like some legends are supposed to end or
although
something.
Although we're not 100% sure that he kills himself.
Right, right. No, but they definitely
the
want
the
you to leave.
Mouth, and then it cuts away and you hear a gunshot.
Right.
So.
They at least want to lead you to believe that they have enough money in their house right now that they can work on other projects until they're broke again. Then they can bring Snake back somehow. That's what I get out of that. Now, the best part, now, since we've gone already 10 minutes over on the crap conference here, the PlayStation 3, they come out, okay, blah, 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 Sony is a leader in innovation. Seriously, this made me ill. And they went so far as to say, you know, don't you love surprises? You know, and I was just appalled when they showed off the PlayStation 3 controller. Now, the original PlayStation 3 controller, the Batarang, as we've been calling it around here for fun, was horrible. Nobody liked the idea. Now, the only thing I can figure is it went down something like this. Oh my God, did you see what people are saying online about our controller? They're calling it the Batarang, and nobody likes it. Holy crap. Well, at least Nintendo called their thing the Wii. Nobody likes that anymore. But did you see their controller? Yeah, that thing's pretty nice. There's like 3 weeks to E3 left. Let's do this. Microsoft added a middle button to their controller, and it's wireless. Okay, that's all next gen. We gotta seal that. Nintendo had a great idea that nobody else has, so we're gonna make it motion sensing too. But what's it gonna look like? Well, the DualShock works. Let's just pack it into that. Welcome to the PlayStation 3 controller with what I call, what did I even wrote it on here? Wii compatibility. Didn't I write it on there? Yeah, Wii support. it's wireless. It's fucking, you know, got a little bit of motion sensing stuff into it. It's the DualShock 2 layout that everybody knows and loves or hates in our case, I believe. And it's called the
shape of the controller new and innovative when it first came out. It's a fucking Super Nintendo controller on steroids.
It really is.
They now have, in the third generation...
Don't you just love surprises? Holy fuck.
They now have a controller where every single facet of it has been stolen by the competition. The one time they try to make their own decision, it's a piece of garbage.
Yup, and everybody rips into it. Everybody hated that controller.
And so they just went back to stealing.
Well, there's a couple fanboys that absolutely loved it, though. You know, they defended it even though they knew it sucked. I saw it on forums. You don't know. You don't know how good it is. Fuck you, Nintendo boy. Fuck you, Xbox player. Sony's gonna roll them all, man. Yeah. No, it's past my bedtime. I got school tomorrow. So, yeah, anyway. Fucking my... Sony stole the goddamn... Anyway, so, okay. They showed a game called Warhawk right after this, showing off how innovative and amazing and surprised will you be when you realize our controller is motion sensing.
And is the suck.
Don't
you see him trying to control
yes.
that thing?
Now here's what I figure too. I mean, they had weeks, just a small section of time to develop this thing, you know. Probably. Notice, none of their fucking games supported this feature. Yeah, they're going to try to tell us that this has been in development for a while. Yeah, you lying sacks of shit. The one game that they had very limited support for this in was called Warhawk, which is some flying game, like the easiest of all games to make work with this, you know? Mm-hmm. That was like, look, we're stealing this idea. We need you to make a game that works with this right away. Let's take this one that you've got. It's an airplane game. It's genius. It's absolutely fucking brilliant. Just make it so you can fly it or something, okay? And it looked like it was barely working at all.
Yeah, it was like... tacked on with some tape.
Yep, this is going to be not even duct tape.
Yeah.
This is going to be like, you know, such like the bastard child gimmick of the PlayStation 3. Like, probably maybe more useful than an iToy, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. But it's fighting for that bottom space.
Well,
I mean,
it helps the chance that we might have cross PS3 and Wii titles.
Yeah, that's a good point, because that was something that's going to be incredibly hard to do.
Yeah.
That's a good point. But,
well, I mean, you could the Wii, as long as it wasn't too graphically intense, could take anything of PlayStation or Xboxes because they have that shell, which they didn't show.
Right, yeah.
But we'll get into that.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Okay.
But I got very pissed off. It wasn't that they stole the idea. They've stolen all and
right.
stolen
right.
all the idea.
I wasn't so surprised by it, though.
Is that they tried to yes. claim it their own.
Well, Sony is a leader in innovation, and don't you just love surprises? And, you know, it really felt to me, and this is why I said in the beginning of the show here, that it felt like they knew that this was too obvious of a thing to steal, that they couldn't change the way it looked, you know, enough to make it... you know, to pass by a few people as Sony innovation.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like even the guy who did it was like, he was like bored to tears and just like not happy with himself. Like, people are going to be pissed, you know? And there was like this freaky silence, you know, of people that was kind of eerie. You know, the whole conference was kind of quiet. Like, nobody wanted to be there for the 2 hours, you know, almost 2 hours that they were there anyway. Then they go ahead and announce the price of this goddamn thing. Now, everybody knew it was going to be pretty expensive, but you know, honestly, now, everything I heard, I really didn't think this was going to happen. Honest to God, I really didn't believe it was going to happen.
Really?
Really, yeah, honest to God. I mean, even after we had the Sony of France guy say it was going to be that much, I was like, you know, we talked about it on the show, but I thought no way it would be a dollar over 300, maybe 350. No way. No fucking way. They wouldn't do that. Okay? Well, so, yeah. Go ahead. Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be $600. There's a $500 version, but it's got so many... it's missing so many things.
It's missing the card reader, and it's missing the HDMI support.
It's missing Wi-Fi.
And it's... oh, holy crap.
Yeah, you have to plug in the $500 version.
Oh, my God. Well, that's not so bad. I plug all my shit in.
Well, fine, but a lot... I don't want to plug my shit in.
Right.
I have a wireless hub. I want to use my
right.
wireless
hub. And a lot of people do. I know. Can you plug that one in, the $600 version?
I would assume so.
I hope so. That's one of my questions about the Wii. It's one of my questions about that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
I don't know either, and I don't think you can.
Because you can't plug in a DS. You just have to have a Wi-Fi hub.
Right, exactly. So
now, you might be able to use... they have the thing for the DS that plugs into the USB port,
right.
And it acts as a very specific connector for the DS. I bet you if it's Wi-Fi only, they'll make something for the Wii, too.
Probably. I sure hope so, because I don't like using wireless. I don't trust it. So anyway, November 17th, 2006, $4.99 for the crap version with a 20 gig hard drive, no Wi-Fi, no card reader, and no HDMI support, mm-hmm. or $5.99 at $600 fucking dollars for the 60 gig version with those other options. That is insanity.
You have to get the $600 version.
Pretty much, yeah. You do. That's insane. That's fucking...
There damn well might be several other things that we don't know about.
Right, because they didn't tell you, by the way.
No, we...
They did
we
not
had to,
say
we had,
this.
Like,
dig for information for this. It was not in their conference.
The only thing they said was the difference between hard drives.
Was the hard drive, right.
Because they want people to think, oh, we'll just buy the $500
right.
version.
Right. Hey, no problem. And later on, they're going to, oh, fuck, I should have bought the one with all this crap, so I guess I better go out and buy the new $600 version, and I'll just sell my old one on eBay or fucking GameStop or some shit. Mm. Yep. It's fucked. Sony, you get a zero for the conference. I'm sorry. You get an F minus, okay? You guys blew. The conference was not entertaining. It was nothing but trailers, really.
Get rid of the goddamn PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
You are not showing your fiscal numbers to the board.
They are, though. That's exactly what they did. They showed us these numbers with the graphs.
We are not your board of executives.
They did not do a very good job. Now, Microsoft, on the other hand, has the benefit of... Microsoft had a much better showing than I thought, though. I was really thinking that it was going to be our order of suck, Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo. I was sure Nintendo was just going to have the fat show off the bat, which is maybe plays into a little bit why I think it was the fattest one. But honestly, when it comes down to the details, Nintendo stole the floor. Microsoft had Peter Moore, which is, you know, from Dreamcast fame,
right.
Used to work for Sega. He's now their marketing genius guy, and he does a good job. He really does. And I see why I'm going to do that a lot. I see why Microsoft picked up Peter Moore for their marketing department. He knows what he's doing. He's been in this business a while. He's had plenty of practice. He's a good guy. And, you know, I think he did a good job overall.
I did too.
Through the whole thing. You know, I mean,
In fact, I'm going to go ahead and say I thought he was the best host of the three.
Actually, you know, you're dead right. He was.
Because, what's his name from Nintendo? Doesn't really match Nintendo.
Iotawa. Oh no, yeah. Oh fuck, Reggie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
He's too like, I'm a wrestler.
Yeah,
I'm
a linebacker. I'm gonna beat you into liking this game.
Yeah. So
he did an okay job though.
He did.
But he didn't do as good as a job as Peter Moore. But you're right.
Peter Moore didn't have the best feeling and match up to what he was selling.
Right, absolutely. So, I mean, by all means, the Microsoft conference was actually pretty good. And you even get to see Mr. Gates in his whiny-ass voice and bad haircut. I mean, it was great.
Yeah, you'd think he could afford to not go to great clips.
Supercuts. Yeah, no shit. The Microsoft conference starts out with a trailer for... Was it a trailer or a video? When it first started. Later on, we saw... I think it was a trailer for Gears of War. Or was it a gameplay footage trailer or something?
I don't know. I don't remember actually seeing the trailer in the beginning.
Okay, it was like the first thing. The lights go out and bam, you're watching Gears of War.
I think when I watched it, the one from... Did you watch the one from Final Planet?
Yeah.
I must have just like blinked it out then.
It starts out with Gears of War.
Then immediately it switches to the guy who's going to play it.
Right, yeah. And it's like, you know, look how fat and awesome this game is. And I think they did that because... Quite frankly, I felt it was the best thing they had.
It was an awesome start.
You know, right, it really was.
It kicked the whole show to a really good...
high level right off the bat.
Yeah.
I think it got like the energy going in that room. You know, people were applauding.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just was so used to like this monotone, not very happy to be there Sony conference, you know, all about these numbers, you know, where all of a sudden I'm, you know, watching all these little trailers that mean shit fuck all, really, to this awesome trailer of gameplay footage now. You know, and it looked really good, but it did kind of feel like, at the end of it anyway, that Microsoft had blown their wad early. You know, like, this was their big thing, and they dropped it in the very beginning, and kept bringing it back, you know?
Yes, they blew their wad a little early, but I still feel that it was the best way to do it.
Yeah, it did work out well.
They just punched right in.
They did. They delivered.
Right.
They really did. Right off the bat. 8 minutes of Gears of War right off in the beginning. It looked like a damn fun game. And Cliffy B showed up to play a few levels to show you, you know, kind of how the game is going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that Cobard mentioned to me before, which actually didn't even cross my mind because I'm such an asshole when it comes to games like this, I think to myself, God, this game needs a mouse and a keyboard.
Mm-hmm. But I really think it looks like it's well-designed for a controller, and at least from watching the gameplay footage, I think it'd be more fun with a controller. Just the way it's up front and in your face, like
right.
you're slamming into those
yeah.
like
and
half
you're,
walls.
You're
of
gonna
want
to hit like a button for that. You're yeah. gonna want to have some kind of a, you know, wham! You hit that button, your guy dives and rolls, and then another button, and you're shooting the guy, and you move
it,
off with
the
stick to the
left. It
seems
like a lot of urban up close yeah. shotgun and like that cool saw thing.
Yeah, it is very exciting. You have yeah, like a chainsaw on the end of your
I think that's on
gun.
The, yeah, that's on the which is nice because now you have. A close-up and range to
right.
the same gun.
Yeah, which is really cool. And it's not like some ghetto close-up, like you're punching the guy.
Yeah.
Or gonna, you know,
you're not
pistol
like
whip
him
or something. Yeah, yeah, you know. You've got a fucking chainsaw at your disposal at the click of a button.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of got that idea from Halo had something where you could, you know, you could smack the guy with your thing real quick. It wasn't cool like a chainsaw, but it was a nice, quick melee, you know, thing if something got up in your face. It did a fuck ton of damage. It's just kind of gay that you're hitting them. With this, you got a chainsaw. Yeah. How cool is that?
I really see this game being a lot more up and close and personal with the enemy as opposed to, like, kicking back and using your assault
trying
rifle.
Trying to snipe
and,
for the most part.
Right.
Right. You're using a shotgun to snipe in a lot of these games.
Yeah, I think it'd
no.
be really cool with the controller.
I think you're absolutely correct.
I also really like the point of view, considering it's a console game.
Right, and that's what sold me on the idea. After you told me that, I got to thinking about the way it looked. And if I was playing that game with a keyboard and mouse, I'd feel like I was leaning off to one side all the
yeah.
time. Because your guy isn't like in the middle of the screen like a first-person shooter, which is why I thought, wow, they must have actually taken gameplay into consideration with this game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a console. That's pretty cool.
They didn't just try to, like, make a first-person shooter and then almost, like, port it.
Right.
That's what a lot of these feel like.
They, yeah,
like it's
right.
made for the console, but they made it with the PC in mind.
Right. You're dead right. Holy shit. So 8 minutes of Gears of War. We got to see Cliffy B play for a little while, you know, from Epic. And I mean, it was pretty cool. It was really cool. And I think I want an Xbox. For, this is horrible. I want a 360 for an excuse to use that controller more.
It's a very
that
good
controller is sex. It is so fucking awesome that it's like I honest to God, I just pick mine up randomly when I'm sitting here like watching TV and just like pretend I'm like playing something, just going, God, the buttons are sweet.
I want to mention something real quick again about Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get too far out of it. And speaking of controllers, apparently we know it's a lot lighter. They said so in the conference. I read some hands-on like little tidbits from people. They say it's so light. It feels like it's a fucking Mad Catz controller. It feels cheap.
The PlayStation controller?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Controllers need a little weight behind them. They need to feel
sturdy.
Well,
they need a little weight.
Well, sure, but the PS2 controller is not heavy.
No, it's not.
And it's considerably lighter than the PS2 controller.
Oh, okay.
It
really?
Feels like flimsy plastic, according to the people who have played it, who have used it at E3.
Oh, that's lame. That is lame. I wonder why. I wonder if it's just like cheaper parts or if they just got better technology.
Well, apparently taking out whatever piece... apparently the wireless stuff is a lot lighter than whatever it takes to move it through the wire.
Oh, okay. I can see that. Okay. All right.
But it also has batteries in it now because it's wireless. I mean, you'd think it'd be heavier.
Heavier. Right. Absolutely. I haven't actually gotten my hands on an Xbox 360 wireless controller yet, but the wired one... feels like perfect, but it is lighter than the controller S.
It is, but it still has
that solid
heft.
Feeling. Right.
It still has enough heft that it feels well constructed.
Yeah,
it feels
yeah.
solid.
It's definitely not cheap feeling. No, and it definitely feels like it's going to withstand hours and hours and hours of gameplay. So Peter Moore comes out after Cliffy B plays Gears of War for a little while, and then, Microsoft Okay, it's like an answer to Sony. They have to throw down the numbers. So, you know, they start talking about numbers. Microsoft is going to have this many, blah, blah, blah. They're saying that...
Ridiculous. But let's take how long... what's happened in the last year and assume that it's going to continue just as strong for the next
right.
year. That's retarded.
Right, it is. It really is. Microsoft claiming 5 million 360s by the end of May. That's what they're trying to hit. Okay, so, I mean, that's a pretty solid number, though. I mean, it's not like 100 million like PlayStation 1 or whatever, but that's a pretty solid number for a console that hasn't been out all that long yet. Well,
no.
We'll be coming up on a year in a little while here. I mean, we're like halfway there. So they've got some pretty good numbers for now. Then they talked about Xbox Live Arcade for a while, which I thought was interesting, that they would drop this giant Gears of War awesomeness on us and then show us Pac-Man. Okay?
I think it's kind of nice that they had a little bit more of a roller coaster feel to it.
Right.
You know, when someone's making a roller coaster, what happens?
You get highs and lows.
You climb up that first hill and you take this huge drop.
Right.
And then you kind of level out for a little bit and then it hits you again. And that keeps excitement going.
It does.
If you stagger the exciting things and the not so exciting things, it keeps the level higher through the whole thing.
I wonder if Peter Moore had anything to do with the design and like the layout of this conference. You know, like I wonder if he was just like, this needs to go like this, you know. And I wonder how much he was actually involved.
Well, if he's the head of their marketing,
right?
Thing,
I'm sure
I imagine
he had
quite a bit
to say. And I want to say that seriously, sir, if you're listening, you're a genius. All right, you're pretty awesome. I had a lot of respect for the guy before, and back when he was with Sega, and I wasn't so sure about him going to Microsoft, but he's done a good job. He really has managed to save face too, and a lot of Microsoft's crap, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of the stuff, and you know. They did a great job. Now we're talking about Xbox Live Arcade with Pac-Man, Contra, Galaga, Frogger, Sonic, Defender, Street Fighter 2, Time Pilot, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, Rally X, Dig Dug, Ms. Pac-Man, Paperboy, and Root Beer Tapper. Namco, Konami, Sega, Midway have all said that they're going to have a bunch of games for Xbox Live Arcade, which is cool. It's not like I'm saying that these games suck or anything, because a lot of people are way excited about this, you know, these kind of games. Being able to play them on a new console where you have all your new games and new technology and plus, you know, the old classics. I mean, fucking Street Fighter 2 is on here.
I think it's a great idea. Just like
really
I think it's a pretty good idea for Nintendo to do the same thing.
Right, absolutely. And I think, but Nintendo, like, packs a heavier punch with me. You know what I mean? Because they are classic gaming, you know, really. I mean, they're not, you know, Atari and Coleco.
They also have a very huge
library to pull from. Absolutely.
Especially since they also got Sega and TurboGrafx-16 on board.
Right. So, continuing with the roller coaster of events here, they go from this Xbox Live Arcade stuff right into trailers for some of these brand new, like, really big-name games. They show off, like, Lost Planet, a table tennis game from Rockstar, Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway, Mass Effect, NHL 2K7, big fan of the ESPN line there, the Sega Sports, Fear, fucking Fear. If you remember, C4's Games More Entertainment Radio Game of the Year. Okay, that gives points. Two Human, Viva Pinata, which we're going to get into a little bit later. Really? MotoGP 2006, Lord of the Rings Battle for Middle-earth 2, Sonic. So it was. What? No, it's a fucking, RTS, sorry. Yeah, I thought you said RPG. Right, yeah, it's a real-time strategy game. So I don't know how the fuck that's going to work. Sonic, so it must have been Microsoft. We were trying to figure out which one it was in.
Yeah.
Microsoft. People in the middle of this pack of trailers. I mean, it was just like a stream of trailers, right? So you'd see like these games we just mentioned off and about 10 more. In the middle of these trailers, Sonic came up. Okay, a new Sonic game. People cheered at the end of it even. I mean, it was cool. It was like, that's fucking awesome. People are all excited for a new Sonic game even, you know, and it's here in the middle of a pack of trailers, and they stop to cheer for this one game.
And I really hope they manage to break through the 3D slump that they've had.
I remember them saying to something about you have more control over Sonic, which is my big complaint, where I didn't play any of them beyond Sonic Adventure 1 on the Dreamcast. It just felt like I would, you know, get Sonic on, like I'd walk over to like a thing and then... 20 minutes of me watching him fly through the level, and I'm like, this is gay, I'm not playing. Madden NFL 2007, the only game anybody would actually own a console for that matters. World Series of Poker, now, Saints Row.
One cool thing quickly about the World Series of Poker is the Microsoft, the Xbox also has a camera.
Okay.
And it's going to have
I was going to blow right over that, but go right ahead.
Well, it's cool because that's an aspect of poker,
right.
the whole poker face.
But I didn't actually understand it, so...
Well,
I didn't quite get it.
You're going to see a picture
of the players
of the player
on
face.
Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Okay, that's actually
so
pretty
cool. You'll be able to like check out his poker face.
Right. And you're right, that is an important aspect
of
poker.
I think that's a real interesting addition to that game.
It's better than the card game idea, probably.
Yeah.
From Sony. I mean, I guess. I mean, I guess it makes more sense to me anyway.
If you like poker, that's going to be something you'll be very glad
right.
is there.
And I actually know a lot of people that are way into online poker games. Like, it's disgusting how many people I know that play fucking online poker games. It's stupid. Saints Row WWE SmackDown! You know, I actually almost on accident watched an episode of this. I'd somehow clicked something, on my computer. I clicked it, and I didn't even notice it, and I'm looking at my BitTorrent client, and I'm like, what the hell is this? WWE, like, SmackDown Night Friday or something. I was like, oh, my God. It was this morning, in fact. Stranglehold, Enchanted Arms, Test Drive Unlimited, NCAA Football 07, Dead Rising, Dance Dance Revolution Universe, Prey, That's going to be some sick shit. Superman Returns, NBA 2K7, Crackdown, 99 Nights, and Gears of War. Now, this was a pack. This conference for Microsoft was a little bit different than the Nintendo and Sony conference because, you know, Microsoft already has their next-gen console out, so we're seeing a lot more games here. We're seeing a lot of, you know, trailers, and they're good because they're well-developed. The games have been in progress for a while. It was a lot more meat than Sony's conference.
We're in the official second push.
Right, so the second generation of games.
We're dealing with games that have spent a lot more time in development on real Xbox hardware.
Right.
The first gen, of course, spends a lot of time in development on janky sort of Xbox
emulated fucking right, exactly. So now they're shaping up and they're looking pretty goddamn good. And I feel almost bad after watching these two conferences. I felt almost bad for like bad mouthing Microsoft for so long about the 360. You know, because at the end of the day, when I'd watched both conferences at least before I saw the Nintendo one anyway, and I was like, you know, they're coming along.
They are, but let's not forget they still have a machine that overheats like hell. And
right,
they're
still full of their problems. I think it's just Peter Moore's smoothness that just lays it in me.
I will say, at the end of this conference, I wanted a 360.
Right.
It wore off a little bit, and I started like remembering some of the things that made me not want one.
Right.
But when this ended, they did their fucking job.
They really did.
And I'm pretty sure that they will. These consoles go through different gens of hardware as well. We will probably see the next version of the Xbox 360 do much better. They'll try to get rid of some of those issues.
Well, they've already been talking about redesigning the processor.
Right.
You know, they're saying no performance increase, but they're gonna, you know, it's gonna cut down on power consumption and heat.
Right.
You know, good job. Thank God, you know, because you guys got fucking problems. Now, then they made a big, you know, thing about this other game coming up. They didn't even tell us what it was, didn't they? They just said
perfect.
Right? Yeah. No, it worked out good. They were like, okay, you know, this is some big news, blah, blah. I mean, Peter Moore set it up for us. You know, like, prepare to be wowed. Now, and I think they're playing a lot on the hype factor of the previous game. All of a sudden, we're watching this trailer, which actually didn't show shit all for fuck anything, but it was still, you know, pretty, and it was interesting.
Yeah.
And it got you going, and all of a sudden, it reveals itself as Fable 2. And they had, what's his name
there? I had a little chills.
Yeah, it's... Fucking Kobar, you bought an Xbox for Fable. You're going to buy a 360 for Fable 2. You're not going to be able to fight off the hype.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
But
mark his words.
I will say, at this point, assuming that the next gen of the hardware gets better, it is looking like my non-Wii console is going to be the Xbox.
At the end of the day, when these conferences were done for me, Microsoft had moved into spot number 2, which was like reserved for Sony. And at the end of the day, it was just like, you know what?
I mean, they even have Enchanted Arms, which is a Japanese RPG.
Right.
Which is one of the things that makes me go towards Sony, because they got the majority of it.
Right.
I happen to like Japanese RPGs. It's nice to see that even this early in the system, Xbox is getting one.
Yeah. That's it's almost like they were listening to what everybody wanted with the Xbox.
Well, plus
they dropped the ball.
Plus they're really wanting their share of the Japanese market, and they need those kind
of
games.
They even talked about that in the conference. Yeah. I kind of glossed over that and didn't actually, I don't think, put it in the notes here at all. I didn't even mark it as, like, noteworthy. But they did mention, again, that the Japanese market, and how important it was to them, you know, to capture that market.
They're pulling on some Japanese developers into MGS, even, or MGO, or Microsoft Game Studios.
Yeah. You can't say MGS.
Yeah.
That's Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, that would be war.
So they're even pulling in some Japanese developers.
We can say MSGS.
There you go.
Okay.
And so that's nice. We'll see.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a wait-and-see approach. 99 Nights has been getting a big lot of press also. Lots of hype generated about this game.
I remember liking the trailer.
And essentially it looks like Heavenly Sword to me.
Yeah.
You know, except for without the hot chick.
That's
so
okay.
They're minus points. No, already they're minus points. Peter Moore said by the holidays there's going to be over 160 Xbox 360 games.
Which is
that
nice.
That was one of the things he mentioned in the conference, and I wanted to make sure to mention because, you know, when it comes time, Christmas 06, and you're sitting there with that fat pile of money, you know, because you have a good job, unlike me, and you're like, what am I going to buy myself for Christmas? Because, you know, most of my family doesn't get me very many cool things, you know. A lot of people have that problem where they
socks.
Get, you know, socks and t-shirts, right? So somebody, you know, a lot of people, it seems like, buy themselves something cool for Christmas, and it generally winds up being a new console. And it's usually no more than one per year, also.
Yep.
And when that time comes this year, and let's just say, like us, you just haven't made that jump yet, you know, and you're not so sure what to get, and now you're going to be looking at a PlayStation 3 on November 17th, I don't remember if we fucking mentioned that, with like, right, with a handful of games at best.
Which only one of them looks really good.
Which is?
Heavenly Sword.
That's a release title? Okay, I sure hope so.
I don't know.
It better be.
I don't know, but I think it is.
Okay. So, and then we've got 160 Xbox 360 games, and then a pile of Wii games.
A pile of nothing. They got
27?
Launch, though?
I believe there was 27.
Mario's not going to be launch.
No, I know. Isn't that gay? But there was 27 playable on the E3 floor.
Yes, and even more video.
Right. So, that's a pretty good indication, though. You know, that there's going to be quite a few games out here, although I didn't get a hard number on Sony either, but I imagine it's less.
But I imagine by...
Because it didn't make Sony's charts.
By the end of first quarter, they're
Nintendo,
going to have at least 27.
Nintendo, 27.
Yeah.
Microsoft, 160. PlayStation 3 is slated to release 7,000 games by the lifetime of their console. I swear to God.
And most of them...
are going to suck. Yeah, shovelware. You know? Okay. So, hey, we're on to page 2. Look at that. Forza Motorsport 2 had a trailer, and this was like their answer to, you know, Gran Turismo 4 trailer. They just showed off this race car game because I don't know if they're just easy to show off nice pretty graphics or if there's like a huge market for these racers on these kind of consoles. I don't know because I don't play them.
So a lot of people like racing games.
They do, yeah, I guess. It's not me, but I do hear about a lot of people getting all excited and worked up over these racing games. I get excited over stuff like this other game, and I was excited until I watched this trailer, actually, for Blue Dragon. Did you see this?
I'm not sure what the hell was going on.
Yeah, I felt like I was watching a bad kid anime.
Yeah, from like the 70s.
Right, well, you know, like it was just kind of stupid, so I didn't know what to think of it. And
it was bloated spherical robots.
Yeah. And... They had shown us this before, or at least told us about it.
And the guy driving the weird-ass airplane.
Like a submarine?
Looked like a little Goku.
Yeah. You know, that was stupid as fuck. That's exactly what I thought.
We'll see. We'll see how the actual game is.
Right, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, who knows? They could be onto something here, but all of a sudden it's fallen off my list of things I'm going to watch. Something that is on probably the underneath the barrel of things that I'm going to actually even care about is a game from Rare, who generally makes some pretty fat fucking games. You know, they're responsible for Conker, my mistress,
this was all when
Killer
they were
Instinct,
on their own,
huh?
And this is all when they were on their own and not a part of the
right, not a part of the Microsoft family. Yeah. Right, they come out with this game called Viva Pin.
Speaking of Microsoft family, we skipped over the fact that Lionhead is now owned by Microsoft.
That's right, yeah. And what's his name was there? Peter Molyneux?
Yeah.
He was there and he wouldn't stand up or he tried to stand up or something.
He's like,
yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not part of this.
Oh my God, I can't believe
it. I think
I'm
what it was is he thought he was supposed to go up there, I think. It looked like kind of like he was intending to go up there, but like he almost kind of got waved away. Like he was like, oh, I'm not going up now.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looked like to me. But right, now that you've blown my wad, Viva Pinata.
Sorry.
It's all good. This game sucks monkey nuts anyway. It's kind of like... it's like Sin Pinata to me.
A little.
You know, it's like basically they explain this as, hey, look how cool our fur looked on Conker. So we're going to make a whole game that showcases that we can use the same graphic technique to make fur. Because it's not fur, though. You're paper mache pinatas. Right. And it's like, oh, look. And then they had a long fucking thing. They had a guy come out from Rare, you know, and show off this game.
This could be... quite good for your kids, though.
Absolutely.
You got like a 12-year-old kid or less.
This is like their answer to Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
It really is. You know, a family-friendly game.
And I think every console needs some of those. I mean, we don't need all
absolutely.
Blood, guts, and gore and
titties.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that.
We need a lot of titties, but...
I just wanted to say that.
We don't need all titties.
We need more titties.
Yeah.
I didn't write titties down on here either, did I? No, I managed to skip that, so we're just going to have to throw that in somewhere. But anyway, this Viva Pinata game, they went on for quite some time about this. Basically, you have, like, way too long for this game.
Too long.
You have, like, a little garden, and you, like, can make some grass, and, like, a worm will come in, and he'll attract, like, an owl who is, like, a pinata too, and he hangs out, and now, like, a horse is there, and then, like, a raccoon comes to eat, you know, a bunny. You know, whatever. It looks like a kind of a kid's game. Although, I'm sure it's entertaining, okay? I'm sure it is, but it looked really good. You know,
it
the graphics look pretty amazing. I mean, they really did. One of the things I didn't actually manage to put on here, and I cannot to save my life, I don't think it was in the conference. The Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball 2, was the trailer there?
No.
I don't think so. No? Okay, damn. I wanted my excuse to talk about them. Damn. They're my two favorite things. One and the other. Now, let's see. The Xbox Live Marketplace, you know, again, back with the numbers, but not nearly as bad as Sony talking about their numbers. Peter Moore mentioned there was 18 million downloads so far, and as of right that now, well, that was the other day, so there's probably more than this now, there is over 1,000 pieces of downloadable content are available for Xbox Live.
I imagine by the end of E3 there was quite a bit more.
Probably, yeah, because they had all game demos and shit like that. They even had some leak early on accident. They put them up there, I heard. You know, which is pretty cool, though, because, you know, it's exciting to that you can watch these conferences live and then fire up your Xbox while you're still watching the conference on your PC and play these games that they're talking about, watch the trailer in high definition right there in front of your face.
The fact that you have an access to demos like you do PC games
right on a console
is fat.
Is awesome.
That alone makes Xbox Live worthwhile.
Two thumbs straight up and down. That is awesome. I get excited about that because think about what Microsoft had to do during this conference. Okay, during E3, they had to get, you know, all their ducks in a row to the conference. Then they set people up with, like, stuff they could actually interact with. The PC crowd got the shaft. Okay, if you did not own a 360, you were left out in the cold watching these conferences on this little tiny, like, 400 by some odd fucking resolution, poorly streaming video. Well, I didn't have it hiccup at all, but it just didn't look very good, you know?
Right.
And you're watching this, and you're like, oh my god, I wish I could see what this actually looked like. They've got these full screen, you know, jobs on some of these things, but it just isn't crystal clear. Xbox 360 owners were able to, during the conferences, watch the trailers, these in high definition on their Xbox 360s, play demos for these things, you know? As it's happening, that is some shit there. That is really cool. Microsoft did a hell of a job. They really, I mean, this was sweet. I don't think they could have really done too much better. I really don't. I mean, unless they would have announced a controller like the Wiimote, you know, they couldn't have done any better, really. You know, or you know, they just couldn't do it.
Yep.
Or you know, two backs of sand for Dead or Alive Extreme Baseball. They couldn't have outdone themselves. I mean, they did a great job. Holy crap, I'm not keeping track of where I am in my notes. Then they showed off the HD DVD add-on. Now, I'm going to mark this as a low point on our roller coaster ride through the Microsoft conference here, because this was like, oh yeah, by the way, remember we told you about HD support? Right, well now you have to buy this ugly little add-on box. It's going to plug into your 360 through God only knows what kind of connection.
It doesn't look like it fits the 360.
No, it really didn't look like it would like comfortably sit next to it. You know, it didn't look like it would hook up very well. Like, it's going to seriously be an external, you know, drive, just like on your PC.
Like a base.
You know, It just didn't look like it was a good idea, and it definitely was not aesthetically pleasing either. It was just like this white and silver box that would hook up through a cable to your, you know.
A big old curve on one side and a flat edge on the other, and I don't
know what they were thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't know.
In the end, the case only means so much. I mean, you ain't sit there and stare at your console.
No, that's for sure, but you're also not going to want to take up that extra bit of room.
Right.
You know?
Speaking of which, why in the fuck did all three systems make their consoles so they do not sit next to each other well?
That's a pretty good point.
The PS3 made it very specifically, I think, so that nothing can be on top.
Mm-hmm.
We will be on top of your pile.
Right. That's exactly what it is. You have your entertainment center.
We have a flat bottom, so it will sit on top of the Xbox 360.
Right, but King of Shit Mountain here is going to be your PlayStation 3. It's amazing I wasn't in the NBA after making that shot in the garbage, wasn't it? Jesus. Okay. Now, so the HD DVD add-on is coming out. He did not specify a price, I don't believe, right? He did say it's going to be a very affordable HD DVD solution.
Right.
Now, this is the competing format. You know, you got to be very consumer aware here. You know, the savvy consumer already probably knows about this.
What you're buying here is voting.
Is honest to God, this is where you're putting your money on the next generation of, you know, storage media right here. Okay? It's either HD DVD or Blu-ray. And
I'm honestly not sure which one I want.
I'm going for Blu-ray. But I have a not related to this show in any way, shape, or form reason. And I hate Sony, and I still want to support Blu-ray for an outside reason.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with anything. It's just that I would prefer to see it win. Not that I think it's a better format. I, honest to God, as far as technical specs, I actually know jack shit about either. I have a separate interest in it. So I really do think, I'm kind of rooting for that. But I also think Sony is kind of sealing the deal by making it in the PS3 to begin with. Microsoft is saying, look, if you want to throw down, you know, maybe $100 to $200 or, you know, whatever, we don't know, for this, you can watch HD DVDs at your local, you know, you can rent from, you know, Blockbuster or whatever.
Sony is injecting millions of Blu-ray players into the market.
It's their format, though. You know, it's their format. You know, I mean, because there's camps. You know, it's like Sony and Toshiba and yada, yada, yada are all on one side and these people are on the other.
Just like Xvid and DVD originally and Betamax and VHS before that.
Right, okay. I mean, so there's, you know, I don't think you mean Xvid. You meant DivX, probably.
DivX.
Right, because it was the CDs that only worked for a while or whatever, yeah. So, right, but exactly. You're and, you know, like you said, you're voting. This is what this is. You're honest to God, you're dead, right? And I hate to say it, but I hope Sony wins that part anyway. I really do hope to see Blu-ray, and I think they're the stronger one now. You know, once this hits, it's going to be pretty big. Okay, so then Peter Moore went through this whole little show where he kind of made a jab at Sony. He's showing off his tattoos, his Halo 2 tattoo, you know, and he's taking off his jacket. He even made a comment about that. And then he jabbed it to Sony pretty good with his, what the hell did he say?
Some people do ducks.
Some guys. Some guys do rubber ducks.
Some guys do tattoos.
And he's got a tattoo of what I thought was going to be the Halo 3 logo.
We all did.
Right. I guess. I don't know. I don't know if it was just me or what, but yeah.
Well, no, he shows off the Halo 2. We know Halo 3 is coming. It only makes sense.
Yeah. I would have expected.
There's a 3 on the other gun.
Yeah. I would have expected that. And it turns out, it's Grand Theft Auto 4. Now, there's a whole story in there about painting yourself up with some company's game logo and blah, 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 and a crappy game series and all. But aside from that, you know, that's a big title. That is a fucking huge title.
And the first time they'll have it on launch day.
With the PS3?
Huh?
Is that when it's coming out? What is it coming out as a launch title for the PS3?
No.
It's not?
What I'm saying is,
they come out at the same
time.
On the
day the game launches, Xbox
is going to have it.
Unlike,
but what day
others.
Is that though? Is that the launch day of the PS3 though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, it's 2007,
out.
I think.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was a launch title for the PS3 or not. Okay, so yeah, but whatever the case is, they're going to have it the same as the PS3. So
which,
no longer
which is very much the first time. We were talking about 6-8 months after.
Yeah, because it was that deal they had with them though. You know, they had a deal.
And now the deal's over.
Yeah. So and now that Rockstar's rolling, they're just like, hey, fuck you. We're going to get money from both camps. Although they did just close down one of their studios.
Yeah?
Yeah, they closed down Rockstar Vienna or some shit just like 2-3 days ago.
Rockstar, whichever the one makes Grand Theft Auto.
Rockstar
North.
It's the
only one that really makes
called?
Any money.
Or, no, it's Sand something, isn't it? Rockstar? Yeah, you're right, though. The rest of them piss money away. They all suck. Anyway, so yeah. Fucking Grand Theft Auto 4 on the Xbox 360, same as the PlayStation 3 kiddies are going to be able to get it. Ooh, there was a jab. They're going to get hate mail now. All right. And also, now this is, I imagine PlayStation's going to do the same thing, but there's going to be updated regular content for Grand Theft Auto 4 for a while, you know, on Xbox Live. Because Microsoft is very, remember, they said you must have content for your game. So a lot of games
chintz. I don't like
chintz,
that, though. Because a lot of games chintz what they would have put in it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Just because they make it downloadable.
It's kind of stupid. But some of the developers take it to another level. You know, it's like full-on expansion packs for some crap, which is fat. You know, like the Ninja Gaiden one is dope.
Certainly. If you're going to use it for what it should be used for, it's awesome. But I think a lot of developers are using it. Oh, now we can patch like PC games. We can be a little more lazy.
Yeah.
we can hold back on features to release them later for a couple bucks.
Then there's games like Toe Jam and Earl on the Xbox One, you know, where they're like, oh yeah, we got downloadable content. It's like a level or two levels and like, you know, two character models, you know.
It's kind of cool.
You know, I would have liked to have seen a lot more. The character models are like, okay, only one of them's like a real model. The other ones are like different colored versions, really, you know. Right. And then like the levels weren't like full levels. They were like little mini game type levels. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, it seemed to me chintzy. And, you know, the developers could use this for a lot of good stuff. And on a game like Grand Theft Auto 4, you could really have some cool storyline stuff happen there. Because it could be, you know, that on a certain day something happens and then, you know, you can't do anything about it for a week. So you kind of forget. But then the next time you're playing, your Xbox had downloaded an update for it, and wham, oh shit, I remember saving that guy's life, and now here he is selling me drugs, and you know, or whatever the hell. So it could be kind of cool. It's kind of neat that they're getting on the same day, though. I guess that's the important part. Now, the Microsoft conference took a turn here, where they started talking about Windows. Everybody's favorite software in the world. Okay? And they announced, this is the gayest name for like a thing, like what would you call this, like a label? Windows or games for Windows.
Yeah.
Yay! I have a game for Windows.
Yeah, he called it a revolution.
You know, it was just dumb. I didn't like the name of it, but whatever. Basically, what you're going to be looking for now is, you know, a new logo on your game box at the game store that says Games for Windows, you know? And, okay, whatever. They just wanted to announce their whole new little name thing, but they did show off this one game called Crysis, C-R-Y-S-I-S, that, pretty much gave me wood. It was pretty hot. It was awesome.
It looks like it could be pretty darn cool.
Right, first-person shooter style.
Yeah.
It has its dark and creepy moments, you know, like they were in, like, the some kind of a submarine, or not a submarine, but like a battleship or something.
Like on the beach, I thought.
They were on the beach at some point. Wasn't? Oh, I thought he was on a ship. No, he was inside. Remember the guy had metal that fell on him and he picked it up and threw
it? I'm not so sure it was in a ship. It might have been.
I thought it was in a ship.
If it's in a ship, it was docked.
Okay, it was dark too, so it was hard as fuck to see anything. And I don't know, I thought it looked really good. I mean, it just looked like, for just another fun game, you know, like Gears of War and Crysis looked like a lot of fun.
I was not nearly as impressed with it until I saw
the outside scenes.
The outside scenes.
Right.
Because it was real dark. It was hard to see.
You could tell, but the only thing you could actually tell from the first part, okay, was, I mean, basically what I got from it was, okay, here's another, like, first-person shooter with big enemies, though. Mm-hmm. And it was cool because, I mean, there was this giant fucking huge, like, crazy mechanical crab thing. You know, there was some cool stuff, and then the freeze shot.
There's a cool thing where the crab, like shoots out this freezing breath stuff, and it froze the guy, and he had to, like, shake his mouse to break free.
It was neat. You know, I mean, it looked like it could have been fun.
Little things that help make it different. That was the problem I had with that one game with the aliens coming down, the World War II era.
Oh, yeah, whatever it was called.
It was missing anything that was different.
And right.
And this game at least had a few little tidbits of style that made it separate from generic FPS number 64216.
Right. But, okay, so we move on from it's dark, you can't see shit, you've got some guns and some characters that talk to you, and you're like a soldier or something I was able to gather from it, I guess. But then they showed us later on an outside scene, like in the fucking jungle.
This was a trailer.
Yeah.
As opposed to the in-game playing that the other thing was.
But it looked good.
Oh, man. The way the plants all moved and the explosions. I have never been a huge fan of oh my god, look at our physics.
Right.
I've never cared. When I saw the body fall, that looked real.
Right.
That looked like a body should fall.
Right.
And for the first time, physics in a game really impressed me.
See, I could probably say I was impressed before, I'm sure. But I get impressed over little tiny things. Like ragdoll physics for the first time. Oh my god, I shot the guy. And he fell over and rolled down the stairs.
Right.
But this, it almost seemed like I could tell you're in the jungle, so it's dense trees. And this is what was so amazing, is all these trees were like kind of maybe blowing in the wind just a little bit. But also, if I'm shooting at a guy and my bullets are blowing through the leaves, it was like I was blowing leaves off the tree and it was flapping around and I was like, holy shit.
Back to the dark scene with the crab, when he screams,
oh,
it blows all the smoke, and then when he sucks in breath, it
that
sucks
was
the smoke
fucking
back
cool.
Towards him.
Yeah. My only problem with that was it mechanical?
The crab?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It looked like a mechanical crab, and I was trying to figure out why it would scream. That was my one issue. Because it looked like it had blue LEDs and like some kind of.
I thought it was an alien.
I have no idea. It was like like we said, it was fucking dark. We don't know what it was now. You know, fucking A. It could have been, you know, Bill Gates himself for
the
all we know.
The physics in this game were truly impressive. To a person that has never been impressed by that sort of thing.
Right. So that says
so
a lot,
The
you know?
People that do really like that sort of thing are just going to be blown away.
Right. They're going to be very excited. This game's called Crysis, and it's coming out, I guess, for Windows. It's going to run on... Now, this blows, because, you know, we got Bill Gates out here now, and he's like, Windows Vistas, you know, should hit in January for the, you know, home market and all that.
It was going to be November, wasn't it?
And no, in November, supposed to be the volume license ones. You know, so basically the pirate versions that go around.
Oh, right.
Right.
Okay. November.
Right. And so November, right. So we're going to see that, yeah. So, and then, and Crysis, and he actually made it a point, or somebody made a point, I can't remember if it was Peter Moore or Bill Gates, made a point of saying this game is going to, it's also going to run on XP. You know, like, you need to fucking buy Vista from us, you assholes, you know?
Right.
So you're going to need to have Vista at some point, no matter what you think. You're going to be running Vista.
Well, I don't think.
It's going to run on DirectX 10
also. I don't think XP is going to have DirectX 10 support.
It will. It's got to. They can't just drop the ball like that. It will. We'll start a C4 versus Cobar thread in the general forum, like Ribovers. It will have DirectX 10 support.
I'm not going to make that bet because
I think
I'm
it's
not
just
sure.
It's been rewritten from scratch.
I'm sure about that bet. I'm winning that one.
Okay, anyway, and then Bill Gates went off to show off some mobile game crap, whatever. I really don't care. Another low point.
Although the whole connectivity thing is kind of
like
cool.
Okay, you could customize your car. I'm glad you're here to keep me on track because I would just blow over to this cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you're at work, you're bored, you're thinking about your favorite racing game.
Word!
And you really want to just do something because,
right.
Because whatever. So you pull out your for Windows phone and you can download a car and you can set up, you can even set up some of the little, in Forza, you can set up some of like the engine specs. Things. You can get your shit set up for tonight because, man, I just planned some shit for my friend. I'm going to whip his ass with this new spec.
That's really cool, too. But, yeah, they showed him actually, yeah, they're painting up the car and whatnot. There wasn't any change in the look of the car.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I could see myself getting into that. Like, if I knew you were coming over.
Right.
And, you know, I was at work, and I was like, well, it's time to play some Soul Calibur tonight. Maybe I could design my character.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll have a new guy that just whoops his ass, and then I could work on it all day and get all excited. Okay. Fine, I fucking suck. That's a great idea.
That sort of thing is awesome. I think it's a good idea. The whole queuing up your Xbox at home to download things, broadband's so big now, you can set all that stuff up.
No. I am a big fan of that.
Yeah, are you?
I am. I'm a huge fan of this. I'll tell you what. Do you know how many times in the middle of my day, it's like, my God, I wish I wasn't stuck behind this horror corporate proxy because I can't SSH into my boxes at home and make them get something I want to remember.
Oh.
You know? Or if there's a giant download. I mean, we're talking multi-gigs here. I don't want to go home and wait for that.
Right.
And a good... Okay, wait. The best example is the recent example, and the only legal one I can think of at the minute, was the conferences. I could not get the conferences until I came home.
Right.
I wanted to be able to download them while I was at work so that when I came home, I had them ready to watch. And instead, I had to wait like 2 hours for the conferences to download. And I didn't even get to watch them anyway because I lost all my time putzing around with other stuff and, you know, trying to get them to download.
Or something I just thought about. You're at work. Your friend comes home and goes, dude, you have no idea what I just found on Xbox Live
right.
Before I went to work. It has this. And you're like, oh, hell.
Right, exactly. You know, hey, there's a trailer for, you know, Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball 2 on the Xbox 360. You're going to want to go home and pull one off and relax for the day. That fucking thing better be ready for you when you get that this fucking file has been on my computer for like 4 days now and I've watched it like 12 goddamn times. This game sucks ass, and I know it does.
You did the same thing with one.
I know, but it looks so goddamn good. Androids, man, we're getting closer. I tell you, just a few more years, man.
So yeah, there is some kind of interesting and cool little functionalities about the whole mobile thing. Them touting the games.
Right. Yeah, I know. I just don't see the games.
Cell phones have got to get real friggin' burly for me to care.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what blows is we've managed to do an hour and a half at this point, so the streams are getting cut off now before the good stuff. The streams are getting cut off at 90 minutes, which is like right this second. They're probably not even get to hear this.
www.hwhq.com.
And because you want the rest of this. You want to hear about the Nintendo conference from E3 2006. Because this is the best part. Now, we've got the last thing to say about the Microsoft conference was the Halo 3 trailer closed it out.
Which
again,
is a good...
going out on a high note.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely.
Great punches on either end. And just two of their best games. And it just finished off, like I said, that nice roller coaster action. And I think the way they set up the conference was probably the best.
I think so.
The overall flow and
the word. It flowed perfectly.
Really well done.
I think you're right. Because now I may be sucking Nintendo's cock on this one. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I am fucking down on the ground, ass up. You know, I'll pay them. Okay? Because, you know, but... It didn't have that flow, you know?
Yeah.
It did just kind of feel like they were jotting down notes, like, oh, don't forget to mention this, don't forget to mention that, and it just kind of all came together somehow, you know, like they just did it in that order. Okay, so now it's time for the Nintendo conference. They've got some pretty big numbers, and it looks really good. I think it's pretty cool. I can't wait. I'm excited. Look at these numbers. They're great. Did you see that screenshot? Look at this picture. That game looks cool, and I heard there's going to be a Mario game.
Yeah?
Yeah, it should be pretty fun. So. Wait a second. That's not how their conference went. It was actually fucking amazing. It starts out with Miyamoto coming out pretending like he's a conductor for this fucking symphony that's playing on the screen behind him of like little Nintendo characters, you know, and he's out there waving his hands around with the Wiimote. I gotta call it the Wiimote. It's WIIMO. It is. It's not that bad. It really isn't. It's like a remote control for your TV. That's what this fucking thing looks like. And, you know, there's
the
whole
nunchuck.
Right. Well, that's one of the add-on things, though. It doesn't have to have that. Yeah.
It comes with the nunchuck, though.
Oh, does it? Thank God.
The nunchuck is not one of the buy extra items.
Okay, good. Okay, I was actually pretty concerned about that because that seems like a staple of what this thing is going to need. So
it needs it.
It really does. You have to have that somehow. I mean, to play almost, well, not maybe not every game, but a good majority, yeah.
So you need that extra analog stick to do movement.
Right, exactly. You're not going to use a fucking D-pad again. Okay, so it was pretty neat, though, because he's smiling and he's all happy like a kid in fucking Toys R Us after hours.
He's so cute.
You know, he is. He's adorable. I want one of my own. You know, it's great. You know, he looks so happy. Like, you know, we're going in the right direction. You know, yeah. And like he was really sure of himself, and he was just like that, or he's completely oblivious to what everybody else is doing. I'm not sure, but it was fantastic. I mean, it was pretty cool.
And no matter how he really feels, he seemed like he was really excited to be there and really happy that this was going down.
Right.
And it wasn't a job to him. He was
no,
having
right,
fun.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I take it as like, you know, he really loves what he does.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't. You know, maybe he really doesn't. You know, I think he does.
Considering his products, I mean, because anything artistic, music, movies, video games, books, any of it, you have to love what you're doing or it will show.
Right. Yeah. You wind up with, like, Britney Spears, you know.
And the games that Miyamoto has had direct contact with.
And Madden games.
have all, whether you liked them or not, it shows that love went into it. It shows that...
And the movie Fantastic Four. I was trying to hold an example for everything you said there. Okay, I'm done.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, no, I do. I really do. It shows that he's put his passion into this. This is his passion, and he's put his love into it, you know?
Like Wind Waker was the first Zelda that he did not directly control.
And look what happened.
he gave a general outline. I want it to be like this, which was – the general outline was even fucked, but – it's because he was not there to inject the love.
Right, right.
So I think he really does really enjoy what he does.
I'm sure he does. I mean, even if he doesn't, though, he does such a good job of, like, making it rub off on people that it's awesome. And I think that, you know, gamers really pick up on that, you know, because, like, I remember that being that excited, you know? Holy shit! You know, like, in fact, okay, we'll get to our Mario stories, actually, when we get to Galaxy. But they showed off, so this fucking little orchestra deal.
If that's actually a thing for Wii, it damn well better be like a part of a package.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not buying that all by itself.
No, yeah, I don't see that being very popular either.
I see myself like for half an hour the first time I pick it up, sitting there in my living room.
Right. And like I said, before you were able to get the packaging off your real games you bought, it would be fun to screw with. You know?
Right.
I could see some of that time in there, you know, but that's about it. I don't know. Maybe that's just a preference thing. There's probably some people that fucking dig the idea, though.
Sure.
You know, because I'm sure that might be a shock to our listeners, but we actually don't represent 100% of the player interest base in the world.
Lies! Everyone thinks like that.
Yeah.
And if they don't, they should. They're wrong.
You're right. I'll admit it. I'll come clean. You're right. So, and then they showed just a little bit of Red Steel after this. So, and it was like complete opposite. It's like, what the hell? We're watching this orchestra thing and Miyamoto bouncing around all happy. And then all of a sudden we're seeing Red Steel, which is like a shooter.
That's great.
Well, okay, I can't say shooter. I have to say first-person shooter. Because people got into this whole shooter. Did you read any of this?
Uh-uh.
People were, it was Sony fanboys, I'm fairly certain were up to this, ripping into this game. Because they were saying it was a shooter on rails. Like, there's no freedom of movement or anything. They're saying
it's though.
No, you walk around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not on...
they're saying...
You movement.
You move.
Yeah.
They're saying the game locks for you, and you just aim and shoot at things. Like a light gun game. That's what they're saying.
That's not true.
Well, we know that's not true now. But for a while there was this whole thing like about, oh my god, this game looks fat. But then all of a sudden, if you read in the forums, I happen to come across a couple things about it. People were like, and it was always like, Sony's gonna rule the world. Red Steel is a, you know, on rail shooter. It's, you know, and I'm like, oh god, you know. But it's not. Okay, so that's why I was very careful. I didn't want to say shooter, but of course I did.
I wouldn't mind having a
I wouldn't mind either.
Area 51 style game for the Wii.
No, no.
I think that could be really cool.
Yeah, hell yeah. I enjoy shit like that. Like Panzer Dragoon Orta, shooter on rails, one of my favorite games on the Xbox, you know? Nothing wrong with that. They're fun. You know, but these guys, you know, I don't know, trying to piss on Nintendo's parade here or whatever. Guess what, motherfuckers? They brought umbrellas. So, now, at the end of this little video in the beginning here, people actually cheered.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the most amazing things that I saw because it was like, wow, you know, they didn't cheer because, you know, like, you know, we were seeing Halo 3 trailer because we were watching, you know, whatever that was so amazing.
They were just flat out excited.
Exactly. They were just fucking jonesing to get their Wii in their hands, you know. It was great. I mean, people were genuinely interested and it was fucking awesome.
I think that this is just a hair beneath the genius of the Microsoft Start. I think the Microsoft Start was a little better, personally.
Why? Just because of the lead?
Because of the punch.
Oh, okay.
What Nintendo did was bring up a lot of excitement and joy.
Oh, you mean their conference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the beginning of the conference.
Right, okay.
So Nintendo had a lot of joy and, like excitement right. going.
Exactly, which is what they tried to drive home the entire thing.
Yes.
Was fun.
Yeah.
You know, they did not sit there and tell us, well, okay, you know, maybe they did mention numbers and they were talking about the DS, I remember.
A little, yeah.
They did mention, you know, I'm pretty sure.
But because they have this rumor going around
right.
that Nintendo's fucking failing and they're
right.
not.
Right.
And so they're saying, no, just because we don't like throwing around the numbers, just because we don't care that you know how much money we're making. Because it's not about the money in that regard.
Right.
Doesn't mean that we're losing.
Right, exactly. And in fact, they have skyrocketed to like my heroes. You know, all of a sudden, just because of what they're going to do here. You know, I mean, this is really going out on a limb. Okay, then they showed, actually, you know, people were all cheering and happy. I mean, the excitement for Miyamoto was really rubbing off on them. Using that controller, he comes out with it in his hand, looks so fucking happy. Then they kick on a video, which you can actually get from Nintendo's website, on their Wii website. Mm-hmm. You can actually get this video. And oddly enough, I managed to watch the two videos on their site before I had seen the conference. So I was waiting for this fucker to download.
And this, again, is a commercial. Just like the Sony one.
Right.
But it actually showed stuff.
Right.
It actually got you excited about the product instead of just a bunch of people going, yeah, that's so awesome, we love it.
Yeah. And the one of the things I got, or that you can tell is different from the two, is that Sony's trailers are, they're like the intro movie sequence. It's not like you're watching the game being played here. Nintendo was showing off how these games were playing.
Yeah.
You were watching gameplay footage. Now, I am a whole hell of a lot more confident in a company that's about to release a console that is showing me tons of different games and gameplay footage than trailers.
Yeah, we've seen what they can do with CGI. I mean, look at Advent Children. It can look as awesome as they damn well
right.
please.
Right. They could have called that Final Fantasy 13 and people would have bought it and put it into their PlayStation, used their controller to hit X to hit play, and said, I just beat Final Fantasy 13 in 2.5 hours. You know, it would have happened.
And it wouldn't be too far from the truth.
Right. It would have been like the natural progression of the series. You know, it wouldn't have shocked anybody. Speaking of which, you didn't bring it by, did you?
What?
Advent Children.
No.
Okay. That's cool. I see how it is. It's fine.
We'll get to it.
Yeah. Okay. So, what else did they show off on these? Oh, okay, the first game up was Excite Truck. And Nintendo is, you know, saying, oh yeah, we're gonna have some new, like, intellectual property we're gonna work on here. Some new things that we're gonna try. You know, they're trying to say not just Mario, Donkey Kong, Luigi, Yoshi, right. yada yada yada. That's a load of crap. And, so Excite Truck looks pretty cool, as far as, like, a race truck game goes.
And I like the name. I mean, when was the last time we saw Excitebike? Was it Nintendo?
64.
Oh, really?
Didn't they redo it?
Maybe. I don't remember.
I'm probably wrong. I don't know. I can't remember. I remember the Nintendo Entertainment System had Excitebike, and that's all I really remember. But I could swear I was hearing about another one.
That was insane, because couldn't you, like, make new levels or
you
something?
Can, yeah.
It was, like, the first time.
Right,
it was, like,
yeah.
Insane.
You could actually put your tracks out with jumps and shit in there and everything. So, I mean, granted, it's been a long time. But that's why I wasn't too happy with this, only because they ganked the name. You know, Excite Truck. It doesn't even roll off the tongue well like Excite Bike.
True.
Excite Truck. Like, you had to pause there for a minute and change to a harsher letter. And it just doesn't roll off like Excite Bike.
Excite Truck.
It just doesn't do it. It makes my mouth hurt. Like, I'm about to bite my tongue.
I still kind of like the idea of like, continuing a series. They're, like, picking up, and they're trying to make a new
intellectual property, yeah. Right? A new license for some whatever.
And they have a little backing behind it now.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Using the Excite. Right. But I didn't like it. I didn't like the name, but that doesn't mean anything about the game. Because was it my imagination, or at some point they're driving with the controller?
Yeah, on its side. Right. So that your hands are a little bit like it's a wheel.
Like a steering wheel.
Right.
Holding either side of the Wiimote, and you were steering this truck, which was pretty fat. Now, you could also tilt it forward and back, though, to kind of guide your truck in the air.
Right.
Because I guess the whole point was to try to land that truck, because it looked awesome. Like, okay, the name aside, okay, we've gotten over the name suck, because the Wii is not the best name I've ever heard, and it's going to be fat, I hope. You know, this truck, it looked like a really cool race car game, well, race truck game, where, and what the hell did they show? I mean, it looks like dirt tracks, and you'd fly off into some huge, get some major air, mm-hmm. and it was, like, really hard to land the truck, but you could, like, steer the controller, you know?
And I give a little play in the air.
Right, and I don't mean, like, steer the controller like you're used to, like pushing the sticks. No. You steer the controller itself, which was really hard to do on the radio here to get that through. You know, I'm doing the motion with my piece of paper here with the notes on it. It's just not getting the effect across to anybody but Kobar.
It looked a lot more intuitive and like well done than that Warhammer thing, or the plain one in Sony.
Oh, Warhawk.
Yeah.
Right. It actually looked like it really worked.
And it looked intuitive, and it looked like you turned it, and the truck did exactly what you did.
Yeah.
And not like very. The plain one, I think we didn't really get across. The problem was it looked like it was so loose.
Right. Yeah.
Like you had to make the guy was swinging his hands hard,
and it just wasn't doing it. It just wasn't just playing out like Sony wanted it to. But Nintendo came along here with like apparently spot on controls.
I've heard some people who are playing it.
Do you like my lead in for that? I was setting you up.
Some different games saying that we're talking pixel. Perfect movement here. Like you twist your wrist just a little bit and that reticle's moving.
Right, which is awesome because that's what this needs. This needs to be perfect. Nintendo cannot drop the ball on this, mm-hmm. okay? I mean, as far as the home console market, fuck. If they screw up their motion sensing, this machine will not resurrect itself with a regular controller. I can't. I don't see that happening.
Have the horsepower.
You know, right, exactly.
It needs that something special.
Right, and this, ladies and gentlemen, is history. Is that something special? I really believe in this goddamn thing. After I watched the entire Sony conference trying to stay awake. The Microsoft one, at least there was, you know, some alpha waves there, whatever that, you know, my brain was working. Okay? The Nintendo one, my jaw was on the floor and I had that stupid ass grin on my face the whole fucking time. I mean, it was exciting to see something, you know, actually fresh and new. They also showed off a little bit of Mario Galaxy, the next, you know, game in our Mario series here that's 3D. I'm not so sure what I think about the whole space idea.
There's a lot of different environments that can be done in space.
Absolutely. You can have some way cool stuff.
Which was the problem with Sunshine.
It was all the same.
I didn't have a problem with the water pack. I thought it was an interesting idea.
Right.
The problem was it was beach after beach.
Right.
After beach.
Right.
After beach.
Right. Hopefully Nintendo learned from that, you know?
And the thing I am concerned about is every little island, space island that I saw was very tiny.
Oh, really?
And I hope...
Oh, like when he was fighting that one thing.
Yeah.
That was... goddamn small.
Yeah, and I understand that for a boss thing,
right?
But a lot of the regular level areas were very tiny.
Well, there might be something to that because I kind of remember seeing video, and I don't remember if it was from the conference or something else, where the area he was at was tiny, but then he like jumped on something and it shot him off into space to another like star, another like part of the planet or whatever.
Oh, sure, but I hope at least some of those shards or space islands or whatever they happen to be. Are considerable in size, at least
right.
some of them.
Yeah.
I would hope that they have kind of a range in that regard.
Absolutely.
Because all I saw was small ones, and that's going to kind of detract a little bit.
I didn't even pick up on that, but you know, you're right. Now, of course, you mentioned it, and I'm thinking back going, well, I could kind of see the limits of where I was going on this, but who knows? I mean, they might have been holding back a lot. They're Nintendo. They hold back a lot. They didn't even give us a damn price for the damn thing.
Or a
release day. Right. So,
or anything about the Virtual Console, which I was really hoping they would put a little more time and effort into showing that off. But as they said, straight from, like, practically word one, this conference, not about information.
No, it was about the games. They showed a lot of games here, and I was really excited about this.
This conference is exactly what a press conference is. But we're gearing you up. We're getting you excited. We're going to set you off into E3. There's where you're going to get your information.
Right, right, yeah.
We're here to rally you up and get you excited and show you a little bit about what this is all
about. Show you why Nintendo is going to be the best this time around, you know? They did a great fucking job at that. They showed a lot of games here. And on top of getting the games across, they got across the point to me at the end of this thing, and this is why I could not wipe that grin off my face. I was just too happy. It felt to me like Nintendo said, you know what, video games suck. You guys have been doing the same thing for 20 years now. So it's fucking time for a change, and they even said they even said in there somewhere. I think it was actually towards the end, though. They even fucking said that you cannot, you know, continue on and just have these little incremental upgrades. Mm-hmm. That is fatal. You know, they said that it's not working, and this is what our competition is doing.
Yeah, he said something about the graveyard of failed businesses.
You know,
is littered with people with companies that just did those little tiny leeching out the money.
Now, at this point, you know, I'm still speculating this thing is going to save gaming. You know, like it's going to be the greatest thing in the world, and I have no proof of that yet, other than I've been hearing good things. It's a good idea. You know, it sounds just fantastic, and yet. We could be wrong.
Oh, sure.
You know, I think, at the end of this, we could be like, well, goddammit, Nintendo fucked up big time. But at least they went out on a limb and tried.
It could go the way of the Power Glove.
You know, absolutely. This whole console could be, you know, wiped off the face of Nintendo's plan. You know, just like, oh, that never happened. Sorry about that. We'll go back to how it should be.
I don't think it's gonna.
I don't think so either. And that's why I get so excited, because somehow they've triggered, like, a belief in my head for this thing.
I also don't think it's going to be the mainstay of console gaming in pretty much anybody's house, except for maybe a family with little kids. I don't see this being the console that I put hours and hours and hours into every day. I see this as being, you know what? I want something a little different. I want something a little fun. And I'm going to go ahead and play my Wii. Play with my Wii. There you go. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely do. I really think that... Well, you know, I don't know. See, as it is, I don't play enough console games. You know, I play a lot of PC games, and it's just there's something about going over there and sitting on the couch lately, and by lately, I mean the last couple of years, that essentially puts me to sleep.
Right.
You know, I sit down, and I fire up a game, and within like an hour, I haven't gotten anywhere, and I'm just ready to just pass out. I'm just not all that excited. Occasionally, there's a game that comes through, though.
Right.
You know, the Burnout 3s, the Champions of Norrath games. Something like that that really, really keeps me entertained at that, you know, seat on my couch in front of the console. And, you know, I play by far and away the least games on a console. I play more PSP games than I've played, you know, a PSP. I've played that damn thing in the more just few months that I've had it now than I've played all three of those consoles in the last, like, year and a half.
Mm.
I mean, I never play them anymore. I just, it's not that, like, the games suck. There, I have some fun games. Shit I like. It's just not exciting enough.
Right. I see what you're saying.
So if I get something like the Wii then, and I can sit there, and I can fucking, like, hop around my living room and dive behind the couch and, like, you know, I mean, like, okay, you don't have to do that, but I think it's fun to get that crazy.
Right.
It's fun to get that out of control and just kind of lose your mind for a minute, pretend you're, you know, 7 or 8 years old again, and that you really are a fucking, you know, Marine, and you're taking out the bad guys, you know, you're whatever, you're fucking Samus, and you're shooting the aliens, and you're killing Metroids and stuff, and you're using your pillow as a shield just for fun, you know, you just pick it up like, oh, and bam, bam, you're shooting with your right hand, and, you know, you grab your other end of the nunchuck thing with the other hand, and you're walking around again, and I could see that being the most fun time I've had in years. Now, granted, my out-of-shape ass is not geared up for this thing, so I'm going to have a little bit of a problem at first. But you know what? I was talking with a buddy of mine about this, and we were talking about how we needed a giant ball, like the Virtue Sphere that we talked about. Somebody wrote us on a previous episode, and I told him about it. And he was like, dude, that's exactly what we need. And then we started making jokes about how funny, because we would be in, like, the absolute best shape of our lives. Because it would be like, dude, I'm not smoking or drinking. I am never going to do anything bad to my body because it is now my
hindering your game.
You know, plan. Right? And that's what matters. And you all of a sudden were just like buffed as hell. You know,
yeah. Going to the gym and exercising so you can get that little extra performance. In
exactly,
your gaming.
Exactly. I mean, it's just like, you know. I mean, that's a little far out there at this point.
Yeah.
But for right now, Nintendo's going to try to bring us the closest thing that we can get. That's, you know, going to be affordable and in your home and not take up a room. you know, and I think they're onto something here. I really do.
Now, the point is, as was shown in several of the people playing these games on stage, you can choose to be all crazy, especially depending on the game, like, say, the tennis thing.
Right.
Like, Miyamoto's just swinging like he has no care
in the
world.
And he's running around on stage from one side to the other.
Now, it turns out that is on rails.
Mm-hmm.
Where it goes vertically does not matter for your player.
Right.
But that's okay. The point is that Miyamoto's just swinging and he's having a great old time, like he's really playing, like he's really hitting that ball. But the American guy that went out there, he's a little self-conscious, he's just some regular dude that happens to be on stage in front of several hundred people.
Yeah, and in front of the world.
And he's just kind of flicking it light night, and it's hitting just as well.
Yep, yeah.
So you could be sitting on your couch being all lazy, just kind of flicking your wrist.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's got lazy mode. It's there. So
for those that are all worried about having to flail your arms around, you don't need to. It is that tight.
Right. Those of you that are afraid of looking like an idiot, don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. But I think to myself, okay, now maybe in a good day I'll have, okay, maybe a really good day I have like 3 hours of gameplay. And a really good day. On an average day, I'm lucky to see like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if I could take that hour and a half, though, and I could be throwing myself all over my living room, you know, I would have had more fun with that, you know, in that hour and a half. It's all about, you know, how much fun can I pack into that hour and a half of my day?
It's engaging.
You know, it gets you involved. Right. You would be right there, you know, and you would, like, kind of instantly be sucked into. Usually it takes me a while to get into a game. I play a game on a PC because it's usually something I've been playing that's kind of slow. You know, if it's like Quake, you know, like Quake 4, I can play, you know, one mission or two missions here and there. It's fine. It ends at the mission. I just come back tomorrow. You know, I play Heroes of Might and Magic. I can get through part of a map and just save it wherever I want and come back later. You know, no big deal. You know, and it takes me a while to get in way involved. And what I notice this. I don't know if this is just me, but if I have, like, extended hours of play time available, usually, like, on a day off, like tomorrow, basically one day a week, I have the chance to actually play 10 hours, you know, or fuck that. It's like 18 hours with games I managed to squeeze in. I generally would play something more engaging or something that would, like, you know, take me a while to get into, but once you're in, you just can't come out of it. You know, so like
something that you need that time to do.
Right. And I could see, and normally during the week, I just don't have that much time. So I could see myself playing, getting just absolutely hooked on a couple different games for the Wii because, like, it would be instant hooked into it. And I could have just so much fucking fun for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever, and then come out of it. And I'd be tired anyway, you know, if I was really getting into it. And I'd be like, wow, that was a blast. That was an absolute blast. So I don't know. I'm incredibly happy with what they're trying to do here. In that video that they were showing us with Excite Truck and Mario Galaxy, you noticed that there's a speaker on the Wiimote.
Yes.
There's a speaker there, which is just weird.
I've heard that the quality of said speaker is very, very low.
I'm sure it is.
But its design implementation, at least at this point, that's some pretty interesting little
ideas.
Yes, things that don't really do much of anything.
Right.
But, like, it's not like the Wiimote itself.
Right.
But
they could be interesting little gameplay things, though. Like, what if you were playing a game where you were sneaking around and your footprints, based on how fast you were walking, came out of the Wiimote?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, that could be, you know, a really cool thing because it'd be easier to hear because it's a little bit closer to you. Or maybe you really would have to be paying attention when you're playing a game, like, let's say, like, a Thief game, mm-hmm. Deadly Shadows or whatever. Let's say you're playing a game like that, and you're coming up around a corner, and you can listen to the Wiimote to hear if there's somebody, like, maybe standing around the other side of the corner, because you can hear them breathing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that you could do.
There's also a nice little immersion factor in Zelda, where when you, like, say, using the bow and arrow.
Right.
The knocking sound and the of the arrow letting go comes from the remote, and then the sound of the arrow actually hitting the enemy comes from the TV.
Right.
Because the remote is the bow and arrow.
Right.
In this case.
Right.
So it's just that little kind of touch of immersion.
Right. That puts you in just that much more.
Which is worth it right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No matter how bad it is, it's not going to be crap sound.
No.
You know, I mean, it's not like this is 20 years ago. You know, I mean, so our version of bad isn't like, you know, you're not getting 7.1 out of your fucking remote control here. Okay. They even showed off Metroid with some like 80s rocker dude playing this game. And it was great because like the guy may have been dressed a little weird, but he was like diving behind his couch and shit. Like, and he was like diving at one point. It was awesome. And I was like, that is so fucking cool. If I could, I would totally do that if I wouldn't like break my neck on the other wall. You know, I need a bigger house to play games in now. How fucking cool is that? They showed like a ping pong game. They had, the mini game. Like it must have been Wario.
That was the new Wario.
Did it actually have a name? It had to be Wario.
It was Wario, but I can't remember what its like co-name is. Twisted or
right, yeah. I have no idea. Okay. So it had to be a Wario game then. I wasn't sure cuz it didn't say, I didn't think.
It is.
But they had, and it's just like the ones on the Game Boy Advances and the Game Boy Advance and the DS. They had, you know, a bunch of little mini games.
The thing it has going for it against the GBA version, which the DS also has, is the mini games are a lot more involved.
Right.
Like on the DS, some of them you have to blow into the microphone, and some you touch the screen, and some you do this and that. And that adds a dimension that the WarioWare thing really needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it could be really cool, actually.
Did you see what some of these had? Do you remember what some of them were?
Which ones?
Like, for the minigames. They had one where you were running, and it looked like she was, shaking the controller or something, like, or whatever. Yeah, she was
using the remote control like she was swinging her arms
while she was running. Right. Yeah. They had one where you were. I didn't understand the paper shredding one. I wasn't quite sure what the hell she was doing with that.
Yeah, I think she showed they showed the TV and not her for that one.
Okay. Then they had the balancing the broom one, which was kind of cool.
I mean, she was actually balancing.
Like, she has her hand out, palm up, and on the screen there's a broom there with the heavy side of it up in the sky, though, and just the end of it. And you move the controller as if it was your hand, you know, to the left and right, trying to balance the broom. That's pretty cool. They had one where you were doing, the hula hoop. That was cute.
Yeah.
The girl put it on her hip. And shook from side to side like she was actually doing a hula hoop, you know, and it was like, wow, that is
weird. She had to blow up a balloon and she was like
pumping the thing. Yeah. That is fucking awesome. I mean, talk about getting you involved and having just a good time. I mean, how fun would it be if you were just, you know, sitting around with a bunch of friends, a couple beers into it, you guys start playing this fucking WarioWare game and you're doing all kinds of ridiculous stuff.
As much as I didn't like the GBA version.
Right.
It was missing that little touch of roundness to it that these alternate control schemes give it.
Right, right. The other ones were pretty basic. You know, you're going to have to hit A and B.
Yeah.
So, you know, you better figure out which one it is because it doesn't tell you. That was the challenge there. I think that could be an absolute blast. It looks really cool. They had, they showed off Wii Sports titles, I guess there was a baseball, a golf, and a tennis game. The tennis game we saw Miyamoto play.
Right.
At the end of the conference. The baseball game was cool because the dude swings it like it's a fucking bat. Mm-hmm. How neat was that? I mean, I could...
You probably also, swing the controller somewhere similar to throwing the ball, too.
Yeah, probably, huh? How cool is this? The golf one was sweet. You actually, swing with it. How neat is this? You know, I mean, talk about getting involved. It's going to be like having an arcade at your house just because, you know, you have all the extra parts when you're at the arcade, this big, giant machine.
That one is going to be particularly awesome for a family on, a Sunday afternoon.
Totally.
To get the parents and the kids working together because they're very simple. Like I said, the tennis one, it's on rails. All you're doing is swinging to hit the ball.
But it's a lot of fun.
So you can get dad and grandpa involved.
Yeah. Grandpa can sit in his chair and complain about everything and how better it was back in his day, and all he has to do is swing that controller back and forth with his wrist. The kid and his dad, can bounce around the house like a couple of idiots and bump into each other and stuff, and it's going to be a good time.
For a family, that game in particular so far seems like it could be really cool.
Yeah. And I guess they're all three coming on the same disc.
Yeah, it's a package.
Disc. Right. And is it a pack-in, though? Is it coming with the Wii?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I think it would be a great pack-in game.
I think so, too.
I mean, how great would... I mean, that would be really cool, even though it's sports stuff.
It certainly didn't teach
you the controls.
It certainly didn't take a lot of development time.
Yeah.
They're very simple. The graphics are incredibly simple.
Yeah.
And it's really something to kind of showcase... The whole family affair.
Right. Which was Nintendo's whole thing, getting other people to play games. And they had, what's his name, Head Chief Ayatawa come out.
Yep.
And one of his things was like, we're going to get people, you know, that haven't played games to play games. You know?
That's the goal.
That's it. We're going to get people involved in gaming. And that is awesome. And, you know, while they may be seeing it as a new market, getting people that didn't game before into games. I honestly see this as like something that's going to kind of like save games. Like, okay, can you see the next generation? You know, the Wii 2 and the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox 720. Can you see them going back to normal gameplay that we've had? You know, could you just imagine? Imagine if it does.
Unless the Wii tanks.
Totally fails, right. That's not going to happen. Nintendo's just got this gold, I think. We don't know, but I like to believe in it.
I would probably say a good 80% of gamers that I see talking on forums and whatnot, they're excited.
Yeah.
They want to buy this.
They are. They really are.
They want
to
buy this, if only because it's only $200 or, right. or $250.
That's our guesses anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's either $250 or $200. I'm almost guarantee it. But we know it's going to be cheap.
Right. Well, it'll be the cheapest.
We know it's going to be different.
Right.
And most people are excited to give that a shot.
Right, right. Hopefully we won't get a bunch of douchebags out there that don't know how it works and can't get it. And slam it on forums across the world. You know, that would suck. You know?
That'll happen.
Oh, it's going to happen. You're going to get, you know, a couple fat kids that can't figure it out.
You get people calling the DS to this day a gimmick.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
And yet,
that's a good point.
They have game after game that shows this is not a gimmick. These right. are games that are truly entertaining that could only happen in that environment.
Right, exactly, exactly. And it would be a completely different gameplay experience without that, and not for the better.
Yeah.
They also showed us Red Steel, which was like a first-person action game. I hate to call it a shooter because there was some sword fighting in there and they get to shoot a lot. You got like special shooting moves and everything. We watched this one a couple times, the trailers of it, to show gameplay, actually.
Show someone playing it on stage.
Right, right, yeah, during the conference even. And I don't know about this game. I
first of all, for all that we're watching, the trailer, it's a widescreen game that was choked into to regular square
right.
aspect ratio.
4:3.
So for anybody that was looking at this and goes, that looks a little
funny.
Weird. It's because it was squashed. It was supposed right. to be stretched out more.
Right. And we were able to watch it like it was supposed to, though. That was cool.
Good old BS player.
Yep. Press A. Find 16:9 and enjoy.
So it does look a lot better that way. It still seems to be like going the wrong way graphically for the system.
Right.
It's trying to be like a PS3 and 360 game graphically.
Right.
The system's not designed for that.
No, to me,
developers don't try to do that too
with
much.
With a lot of, yeah. Yeah, I really hope. Because to me, it gave me the impression, that, based on what you're saying on the graphics and what I remember seeing and thinking about this, is it looked like they had like Mortal Kombat graphics.
Yeah.
For the people. They looked like they had like pictures of the people cut out and pasted into this game.
They did have kind of like a white outline.
Edge to them. Yeah. Yeah. They almost didn't belong in the world. And on the same token, they showed some really, really, really nice graphical effects that looked good, looked like they belong, looked really nice. Mm-hmm. And then there's these people that just don't look like they belong. And I was like, wow, this is kind of strange.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure what to think.
The whole pushing realistic graphics in this system is going to be kind of a no-no.
Right. I also think I wasn't too excited because it was the most generic game out there for the system. It was the most like, you know, oh, another first-person shooter.
Right.
You know, it just seemed like that is not what we're trying to convey here as another game. This is not the same console you've been playing.
Although, if the sword fighting is plentiful and good,
that's the saving grace of this game.
Then it becomes truly different.
Yeah.
If it's tacked on and kind of rare,
mm-hmm.
then there's looks to be much better shooters
right.
for the Wii. Actually.
Right.
I had a problem with how slow the turning seemed to be because the analog stick only moved you. It did not change your point of view whatsoever. In order to change your point of view, you threw the reticle to the side of the screen, which kind of pushed. Like in a computer game, you throw the mouse on the side of the screen and it scrolls that direction.
Right.
It was kind of slow.
Okay.
A little on the sluggish.
Could have been
side.
The configuration.
Could have been the configuration. It
could have been the game.
They're not quite there yet.
Right.
We don't know.
I don't know. But I do hear a lot of talk about this game, and I don't know why. It's kind of sad to see that the most talked about Wii game that I've seen is Red Steel. And it's I'm afraid to say that because it's like, why would they be so excited over a game that's just a first-person shooter? You know, it kind of makes me ill you know, just a little bit sick.
I really think what everybody is so excited about is
it
the
better
sword part.
Be the sword fighting. Because that can be cool. Because there's a motion sensor in the nunchuck dongle part mm-hmm. of your Wiimote. The part with the analog stick on it and the one, I guess there's one or two maybe buttons down there.
One, I think.
One. I thought it was one, but I could see two pretty
easy. I'm a little worried about the button, the few buttons in the Wii overall. I'm not sure where they put a lot of the buttons.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to use some pretty innovative things with the motion part to make up for the lack of buttons.
Right. And, yeah, good luck to them because they're going to need it with this because it's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. It's going to be real tough. But, you know, we'll see, you know, when the time comes. But the sword fighting does look cool because you have two motion sensors in your hand. Mm-hmm. Now, pretend you're sword fighting. How cool did that become all of a sudden? You know, that to me is really neat because I was really afraid that it was like, oh my god, I'm going to have one controller in my hand and I'm going to have a guy walking around with two swords. And I'm going to be swinging my one hand and he's going to be doing all kinds of crazy karate moves, which doesn't make me feel like I'm swinging that sword. Right. But if I have two, I can pretend now, you know, and I can get all kinds of involved and swinging around a goddamn sword like I'm, you know, some crazy ninja.
Now, there are...
That's just my night job.
There are, like, they seem to be kind of prepackaged moves.
Right, yeah.
Where, like, you swing diagonally down, and it does some diagonally down move.
Right.
It's set moves that he can do, and it looks a little forgiving, but I think that's good.
Yeah, otherwise you'd be screwed.
Yeah, otherwise, you are no Zorro.
Right, right, exactly. I know. And no matter how you think you feel at that moment, you're not.
And so I think it's good that it's like that.
Yeah, yeah, I think so, too. It's as long as it's not too overtaking, right,
yeah.
Right. Now, and you're also no Link, okay? And they showed off the Twilight Princess, or at least part of it. They had a stripped-down dungeon. It was kind of a small little dungeon of Zelda the Twilight Princess. And this looked, like, the graphics, they looked spectacular. Mm-hmm. I mean, they looked fantastic. They looked like, oh, what I'd been waiting for so long for a 3D Zelda to look like. And now I'm afraid of the controls. Because, okay, we're going to totally change the way that Link controls now, and we've always known him to control one of two different ways. 2D and his 3D way. Now we're giving him this whole motion sensing thing, and I pray to God.
The motion sensing thing does not work during just regular everyday... Walking around in combat and whatnot.
Right.
The only thing in combat that the motion sensing does is you, like, twiddle it, and he does the spin move.
You twiddle your Wii.
Yeah. And so that's good. I always had a problem doing the like full circle thing.
Right.
I don't know. My thumb does not make that move.
Yeah, he sucks
very
at Street Fighter too, by the way.
Yeah, I do. Because my thumb makes an oval. My joint like pops. And
right.
It like, goes the wrong way. And so it's kind of nice that I can like just kind of move the stick a little bit and whoop,
wiggle your Wii.
Yeah. Wiggle my remote.
Right. No, that's way cool. And I mean, like, okay, like you explained before with the speaker on the Wiimote, that you can, you know, like use that for your bow and arrow too. Mm-hmm.
You
have
aim
one
with that one.
Right. You have one end of it in one hand and one in the other, and you could pull it back. And I don't know if it senses it's further away from the other one and like knows if you're pulling it back or what, but I have no idea.
My guess is it's probably normal and you just hold the trigger and then let go.
Yeah, but that's no fun.
It could be that you pull it back and then...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Have no fucking clue how they're going to do this, but it's going to be slick. It looks pretty neat. He had a hook shot in there, too, that he had to aim, mm-hmm. and he was, like, aiming it with the little the Wiimote part of it, and, damn, shot it out there with something, and I don't know. I mean, it was really cool. It was like, wow, I get to play with Link's toys now.
Yeah.
How fucking cool is this? They showed off not too much of the sword fighting, I don't think, did they? Just the guy was getting his ass beat.
Yeah,
so
he forgot
it was,
how to swing the sword or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I don't know what his fucking problem was.
But that is just hitting A. That is the actual... Regular combat is just like any other Link game.
Okay.
You use the
analog
stick on the nunchuck
right.
to move, and then you use the targeting the trigger on the nunchuck to target, and then you hit A to swing.
Okay. That's going to be way cool. Nintendo, yeah, okay, they also, during the whole course of this thing, one of the things I wrote down here, because I wanted to keep conveying this throughout this, was that they're pushing the feel and the emotion of the gaming. And later on, they said something about getting away, it was actually towards the end. They said it's about the heat of emotion and not the chill of technology. And it's funny, because that's exactly what I got out of Sony's conference. Looking at these numbers, looking at these screenshots, looking at these not even gameplay footage. You know, this is what we should get excited about. It's like they were lying to us about gaming. You know, like Sony was just the full of shit. You know, they were trying to sell us a porn video rather than an actual hooker. You know,
right.
It just wasn't cutting the mustard, okay? That's not what I'm paying for here. I want to be entertained, goddammit. And, yeah. You know, technology is not going to entertain me. Not when it comes to these games. Nintendo did not give out a price or a date for it. And they actually purposely said they were hanging on to that information and they were not going to release all that information yet. And
my guess is they're still not sure.
Probably not. But I really wish, of all things, I wish they would have came out and said the price and the date so that it would scare Microsoft and Sony, and hopefully lower their prices and hold on to their little secret about the whole remote deal there. I wish that would have been the thing that they kept locked up, because then Sony wouldn't have been able to steal it, you know?
I think it's okay, like I said, I think it's okay that Sony stole it. I think if they use it,
I think
in
it was
ways-
expected, though. That was seriously. I was not that surprised. I was shocked
because they recalled the controller like almost directly after Nintendo came out with it.
We're gonna redo this. Yeah. Back to the drawing board. I swear.
But
to
as
God.
Long as they take it in ways that Nintendo won't.
Right, and
that's okay. My problem was that they said it was their idea.
Right. Yeah. I know. Exactly. Leading the way of innovation. Aren't surprises nice? I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking oh. So anyway, and it can't be as good as the Wii anyway. Like, it cannot be based on the design of the controller. At the most, you can move that controller around and swing around like your idiot cousin did when you guys were 5 years old playing Nintendo, playing fucking Paperboy, and he's trying to go to the right, so he moves the controller and all his hands off to the right.
I did that.
That's what you're gonna do.
Especially in racing games.
Oh man, I never got into that. So this is gonna be tough for me to retrain myself. But let's see, what else did we do here? They actually showed video of Mario 64, and they talked about how Mario 64 changed things, you know, and how they're trying to make games that feel entirely new, you know, and that's exactly why this seems so exciting. We're going to be seeing the same games, you know. We're a tennis game. This is not new. I fell in love with Virtua Tennis on the Dreamcast, so we have a new tennis game. Great. I didn't get to swing the fucking thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that? You know, they're taking these games and making them feel new, which is, God damn it, it's going to be amazing, I think. I'm really excited about this. They showed another video clip after they talked about this. They showed a new, they showed a Dragon Ball game, which I could care less about. Sorry. It's stupid. They showed a Dragon Quest game called Dragon Quest Swords, and it was like a fucking 3 second clip of like a gold golem or something.
Yeah.
That was all they had on the screen.
And a sword sliced through him.
Right.
Like just the like graphical he got slice.
Sliced
not the
once.
Sword.
Right, exactly. And it was way cool though, because it was a really good 3D representation of one of those gold golem guys. I thought that was cool, and it really could be a nice fun action game. There was a little bit of a video on Fire Emblem too, but it was more of like a trailer type video, like an intro movie. Something called Cars. Super Mario Galaxy was shown again, even though, and that's not going to be a release title.
No.
What the fuck?
Several months later.
Oh my God.
I'm looking at like March, I think. Jesus. But we're about a year away from Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh my God. They should not do that. But we're going to have a Zelda on release day.
Yes, we are.
In fact, we're going to have two Zeldas on release day. We're going to have the GameCube version of Twilight Princess.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And we're going to have a Wii version of Zelda Twilight Princess. That was kind of a joke. There's the Tony Hawk Downhill Jam. They showed a little bit of that. Like, Sight Truck was shown again. They had that whole long thing on Zelda. They showed, let's see here, a new Sonic game. And let's see. So there's another Sonic game coming out. There was two then. So I remember seeing one for another thing in Nintendo, but it was the Microsoft one, I guess.
Sony and Microsoft have the same one. It's just ported on the
both.
This is actually a different Sonic
game. This could be pretty cool then.
This is a Wii exclusive.
A Wii exclusive. Nice. Coined. Okay. And then there was Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, which I wrote as Chronics.
Yes.
And Madden 2007, of course. I'm sure that's coming to all consoles. A new Rayman.
That one will also be different.
Right. Absolutely. It might actually be wake. What if you tossed the Wiimote to somebody? How fucking cool would that be? Like, do, you know, multiplayer and you gotta toss it. How fun would that be? A Rayman game, Red Steel, that was the one we've been talking about. And then they went on to DS stuff. So it's like right at the beginning, they hit us really hard with all this Nintendo Wii stuff. Because frankly, that's what people I think were the most excited to see when they were there.
Oh yeah.
So then they got done with their games, they showed us some games, they brought it down a notch to show some really cool DS games. They had like a Star Fox DS, a Diddy Kong Racing.
Which I'm very excited about, by
for the
way.
Diddy Kong or the Star Fox?
Star Fox.
Star Fox, yeah, I hope so. Okay. I was never a huge fan of Diddy Kong. I'm a Mario Kart kind of person myself. Yoshi's Island 2, and what I think is probably the coolest of the four that they were talking about. Or, oh, there's a five. I guess there's another Waco one too. Final Fantasy 3, but completely redone in 3D, which has been pretty neat. There was a new Pokemon game shown, and also Zelda the Phantom Hourglass, which I'm actually thinking about steering the fuck clear of.
Because I'm very, like,
it's the spawn of Wind Waker.
It is Wind Waker 2.
So.
It is.
This looks no good.
But, especially since it's a handheld version.
Right, it's probably going to play a hell of a lot better.
They also, I hope, learned some of the mistakes that they made. Like the extremely long sailing.
Right. It is not a joke. It might sail a direction, and I was able to go to 7-Eleven and back.
And still
be not be at my destination.
So, the point is, this might actually be what Wind Waker was supposed to be.
Yeah, and you know, God, I pray that this works out, because I would love to play a DS Zelda, you know? It would be, I would really like to enjoy this game, but I'm terrified they're going to fuck it up.
Well, there is a host of new puzzle-type things.
Right. Imagine what they can do with the stylus now. Yeah. This is going to be fantastic. And the light. They talked about the DS light. And I am jonesing for one of these goddamn things. And it's not on the notes. I just forgot to add it in there. But they, you know, from everything I've heard about this thing, it's basically, you know, the DS improved, okay? Mm-hmm. And it sounds like
just about every way.
Right, and it sounds like exactly. And everything they did improve was for the good. Mm-hmm. Like, unlike, I think, like, the GBA, then they came out with the GBA SP. And the SP got rid of, like, the headphone jack. I didn't like that very much. It cramped my hands.
A lot of people don't like how it holds as well.
Yeah, it cramped my hands in a whole different way. You know, it just didn't quite feel that good. I still play it once in a while, but not really hardly ever anymore. I mean, it's like I have a Zelda game I play on it, and the other games I bought, I just don't even look at because I can't put the hours in I want to into it.
The DS Lite is actually supposed to cramp your hands less than the DS does.
I pray it does.
I know the stylus is going to be better. The stylus is too damn small on the DS, and the light one is actually bigger. That's the only thing that got bigger, is this the stylus.
Okay.
It's longer, it's thicker.
Okay.
And that's going to be nice. Better screen.
Better screen.
Better battery
life. Better battery life. Charges faster. Something about the way the cartridges fit in is different.
The cartridges fit in actually worse.
Right, because it's smaller.
They stick out a little bit, but it comes with a cap.
Right.
So if you don't own any goddamn GBA games,
right,
like I don't, so I have a big old hole in my DS. Now I'm going to have a cap, and that will fit flush.
Right, okay, right, yeah. That's going to be pretty cool to have. I got to get my hands on one of these things. I don't like the idea. Okay, well, the first ones that are coming to North America are going to be white.
Yeah, I'm holding off for the black.
Right. Yeah. I don't want a white one, but here's my problem.
You don't want an iPod white DS? It's even all shiny and glossy.
I know. No, I do not want an iPod white DS. No, I don't. But sadly, I have this funny feeling that it's going to happen. Because it is all I can do to not buy a regular DS right this moment. It's killing me. I got and for multiple reasons. You know, Castlevania's a fat game.
They're coming out with a new one.
A new one, right? You know, the potential fatness of this Zelda game. We've, you know, the Star Fox we talked about.
Mario.
That's the one that's just breaking my will. New Super Mario Brothers, you know, and that's out when?
Tomorrow.
Fuck!
It ships tomorrow.
No! No, it's not.
Yeah,
is it really?
The 15th.
Oh my God.
It ships tomorrow.
This is terrible.
It'll probably be in most stores on Tuesday.
Jesus, I want one of these so bad. So bad, just to play that game, if anything.
And it looks fat.
Mario Kart. I mean, there's a bunch of DS games I want to play now. I mean, it took them a while for me, it took them a while to come up with a library of games I actually wanted. And I didn't like the idea of the stylus at all. Now, I'm sold. all of a sudden, it's like, wow, I gotta have one of these goddamn things now.
Some of the games, the stylus does end up being gimmicky because they threw it in because they felt they had to.
Right.
And in fact, when the DS first came out, they did have to.
Oh,
they had
really?
To use something.
Right, right.
Whether it be the microphone or the touchpad or at least both screens doing something with the second screen.
Right.
They needed something.
Right.
So now they don't have to, first of all.
They've got a very large library now.
Yeah. And they're coming up with better ideas because they've had time to think.
Right, yeah.
At the first gen, they were like,
what the fuck?
We got a touch thing. How about we draw seals?
You know, yeah. Jesus, get this out the door. Sell this fucking game. So I don't know. And then those brain games are coming out, you know?
Those are incredibly popular, even here.
Yeah, that's
Japan,
what I've heard.
In Japan, they're selling like fucking crack.
That's what I've heard.
But they're actually selling like crack here, too.
Huh, that's kind of scary. Yeah. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, looking forward to some of those. Oh, maybe I did write all that crap down on there, I just didn't see it. Okay, so it was actually above where I was looking. And let's see. Okay, now, then they dropped the ball from the DS talk and talked a little bit about... The Wii again. Like they had to, you know, reinforce the Wii just before they let you out of the conference, which was only about an hour long.
It was a good wrap up.
Right. You know, they covered everything they wanted to do, and then, oh, by the way, you know, the Wii with Wii Connect 24 is basically gonna, you know, is that your Wii is on, whether you like it to be or not, 24 hours a day. Okay. I mean, assuming you don't unplug it.
Right.
And the idea here is that it will download shit whenever they feel they need to send something out. Whether it's an update for something, or maybe you turn your Wii on the next day, and it's all, oh, hey, fucking A, there's a trailer for the new Mario game.
You know what this means? You are...
Stealth patches.
Yeah, you are not modding this thing.
Right, yeah. Holy crap, yeah, no shit.
You're not doing it, because they found out, oh, there's a mod chip, is there? Well, while you sleep, as long as you leave the thing plugged in.
Yep, you're owned.
But you know what? That's okay.
You know, it really is.
What the hell are you going to mod this thing to do anyway?
Right. Are you going to mod it to play Nintendo games? No,
it does.
Oh, okay. let's have the Nintendo 64 games, everybody's favorite thing to try to emulate. You've done that. Okay then. Fuck yourselves. All right. Moving along. So, anyway... At the end of this, Miyamoto came out, and didn't he have Iwatawa out there, the other guy, and Reggie, the guy doing the thing?
All four of them.
Three of them. Yeah. Right? Then they pulled a dude out from the crowd to wrap this up like a random guy.
At least they won some AOL.
Some AOL contest thing. Whatever. And yeah, basically a random guy. You know, just some guy who has not played this yet. You know, never got his hands on this.
He got to be the first non-Nintendo person to grab the
Wii. He got to shake Miyamoto's hand.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I'd like...
Didn't he try to hug him?
You know? No, I don't think he tried to hug him.
He tried to do
something.
That
was a joke on IRC.
No, I know Hades said that he wanted to do that, but I'm pretty sure that the guy tried to do something.
Did he really? Oh, I'll have to watch it again.
And then Miyamoto kind of looked at him and was like, oh, no, okay, we're just going
to
shake.
That's funny. I'll have to watch that again. You got to expect that when you're him. I swear to God, I'd walk up there and probably start crying. Like, I'd be just like in the presence of God or something, you know? Seriously. I'd be down on my knees and shit, wouldn't look him in the face, you know? Just kiss his shoes. Fuck, I'd screw it up so bad. But anyway, and look like a fool in front of the world. It'd be all good, though, because I got to play Wii Tennis with him. So they played, like, two rounds, I guess. Like, not just, like, two balls, like, two full rounds.
Which are very short.
Yeah, they were short, but fun!
Yeah.
You know, of Wii Tennis with these four people, and it showed how you can play, you know, four people, and play a tennis game and have a lot of fun. And, you know, the guy was able to pick it up and play that quick without much trouble, really.
However, it does look like it would take a little bit to master because
absolutely
you swing it wrong and you are going to send it out of bounds.
Oh, Brian, I thought you were saying you were going to release the control and fling it across the room.
So although you don't handle which way they're going to run to, there is a little bit of challenge in getting it across the net well.
Right, yeah.
That's good.
It's got to be a little bit of challenge there too, not just like swing it when it comes near you.
Yeah.
So definitely, I mean, I don't know. And the guy had to serve, which was cool. Because, you know, you got to see him, like, throw it up in the air and swing just like he was serving volleyball. Mm-hmm. And the guy did that, and it worked. And the guy didn't have, like, training for it. He just did it. And it was like, wow. If they've got this down that good, they've got it.
And again,
they've got it made.
That's what's going to help get the parents involved. And it's nice because the generation gap is bad. Like their kids, they sit and they play video games, and the parents don't even understand
right.
what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
Like
my it's parents, almost like they look at the screen, and their brain can't pattern match what they're seeing. Yeah. You know? They're just seeing it's blocks black. Of color, right? You know, something. Yeah, it's like they just can't see it.
Right. And so they just don't get it, and this will help, like, connect.
You know, if you can't
see... fun with your parents.
Oh, I have a joke, and you're trying to be all serious.
Sorry.
Damn. No, I don't want to ruin your moment, though. I wanted to say, if you wanted to, like, bring your dad into gaming, Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball, he will be able to make out the shapes on the screen. And he will become involved. A little very, father-son time.
Very deeply.
Maybe a little father-wee time. Very deeply. So, you know, that's it. The three conferences, they came and went. I enjoyed the crap out of them. Next week, we've got, like, this giant pile of games to talk about.
Yeah.
But we're only going to talk about the good ones. We've decided to shave the list down from, like, all, you know, 78 billion games that were shown on
E3.
Yeah. Just down to the ones that we care about.
Multiple thousands.
Multiple? That's a lot of games. Yeah. There were 60,000 people. More than 60,000 people were there, by the way. That was a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to talk. In fact, we were going to do a mega long episode today, but, like, that didn't happen because of time. But this was a lot longer. This was an hour longer than we thought it was going to be as it was. But there was a lot to say. And I kind of feel bad like we're screwing the people on the stream now because they missed the Nintendo part. You know, I'm sure everybody watched it. I really hope everybody did. Because it was worth it.
Mm.
You know, it's
it was. If you didn't, go find it.
Yeah, File Planet has it. GameSpot has
it. File Planet only has it if you're a subscriber.
If you're a subscriber, right.
There's three files that you have to be a subscriber to see, and
those are the three, right. Other than that, you can still find the trailers and whatnot up there. You can still download theirs and just have their normal weights. There's a million. FileFront probably has it. Hell, look on a fucking BitTorrent site. They were all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
They were up there. And, you know, you just have to get your hands on some of this, at least the Nintendo one. And then I would say Microsoft second. And I really wouldn't even bother.
If you feel a little self-hating.
You know, yeah.
If you have 2 hours that you want to be bored.
If you're in a coma.
Like, we had to watch it.
You know, yeah, yeah, for you.
We had no choice.
So,
but you have a choice, and don't put yourself through that.
It's not worth it. But it was I think we're going to see a lot of amazing things come the end of the year.
I was really surprised.
I was too. I was shocked. I wanted to touch myself afterwards. I was so happy. My God. I mean, really, it was pretty amazing. Seeing the Sony one first, I'm not sure if it was a good thing or a bad thing. You know, because it was, like, nice to get the crap one out of the way, but it also was like, oh my God, this blows. E3 is going to suck. Nintendo's going to drown. Oh my God. And then it was like, oh my God. You know, this was spectacular. They showed us some things that I'd never thought possible in my living room before.
Again, I have to say that I really wish they had thrown a little more information in, especially about at least the
virtual console,
the Wii Connect 24.
Right, yeah. It would have been nice to hear more about that. But they said, fuck the technology. You can turn this thing on and have fun and play games.
But we'll find out all about that stuff, and it's more icing on the cake than it is the main meat.
Right, right. And that information will come in time. You know, there's probably some extra stuff out about it now, possibly. Maybe they haven't even ironed it all out yet. They've got half a year, I guess, to go still anyway.
Yeah,
or more. They haven't released a date, but they did say 2006. So, yeah. I can't wait.
It'll be before Christmas.
I'm going to go into, like, a coma until then because there's just nothing that's going to get me all that excited.
I'm going to say October 24th.
Why would you say that day?
I don't know.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. But I'm going to be right.
That's my birthday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
There you go. Maybe
good job.
Maybe that's where, like, in the back of my head, maybe that's where the 24 came from. Because the October was just because, you know, it's like right
before PlayStation.
The real solid Christmas shopping.
Right.
They want to get the first push. Like, they did with the N64, too.
I
can't remember if they did with the GameCube.
I don't remember.
But they want that push for the people that, oh my God, I gotta have it now, and then they get like another sweep.
Like, I'll say the 27th.
Okay.
That way I can't get one, and 27 is the answer to the universe. That one guy that wrote that book, he screwed up, his typewriter messed up, and he got a 42 in there somehow. It was actually 27.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
That's the answer. And so I'm gonna say October 27th.
I am gonna say late October, but is what I really think it is.
Okay. Alrighty. My voice is fucking cutting out hard. Okay, bye.
Okay.
It's hot if it's disruptive. It's not if it's predictable. The future of our industry is inclusion, not exclusion. It's about the heat of emotion, not the chill of technology. We know that the future is right here. We and the DS represent the same thing, risk. Risk allows progress. We're a company that doesn't run from risk. We run to it. Change is good. We were the disruptor 20 years ago, and we still are today. DS is only the latest example. We will come next.